participating Quick Carb Lube Tune and Service Centers with a premium Pennzoil oil change. Fuel economy is more important than ever. Maintain your vehicle for better fuel efficiency and get a free $10 gas card. I'll give to you for the next time you fill up. At Quick Car, it's not just an oil change. We check fluid levels, tire pressure, the works. A full 18-point inspection to get your vehicle running in top condition. Quick Car owners care. Get free gas. It's easy. Try Pennzoil's newest line of products specially formulated for high-mileage vehicles and for SUVs, trucks, and minivans. Free gas with your next premium Pennzoil full-service oil change. Only at Quick Car Lube.
Okay, so I added up what I'm paying a month for SBC local long distance DSL satellite TV and wireless.
Okay.
And I got it right here. You want to see it?
Yep.
I'll show you on the count of three. You ready?
All right.
Count of three.
Yep.
One, two.
Why do we have to count?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, you turn everything into such a big deal. Just tell me what you're paying.
Well, it won't be as dramatic, but around $117.
See, $117 for all that?
Hey, that was dramatic.
Let me see. You're only paying $26.95 for DSL?
Yeah, what are you paying for high-speed internet?
Never mind. What are you paying for wireless?
Singular wireless?
Yeah.
$29.99 a month.
What?
Yeah, look, right here. You want to see the bill?
Yes, I do.
Okay, count of three. Ready?
I'm ready.
One, two.
Just show it to me.
Pay.
SBC Local and Long Distance Calling, SBC Yahoo DSL, SBC Dish Network, and Singular Wireless, all for around $117 a month. Compared to what you're spending now, then call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit SBC.com. SBC, going beyond the call. Partial minutes billed as full minutes. Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-888-299-0930 or visit SBC.com/SBC details.
I'm Tommy Daniels, another dramatic finish in Arlington. Details next on the ticker.
The doors were closed at Big D Kia because Big D Kia has been forced to conduct a going out for business sale. So now you get incredible prices on every new Kia during the going out for business sale. Brand new 04 Kia Spectras are only $99.95. New Kia Optimas are only $10.995. And brand new 04 Kia Sedonas are only $15.995. Yeah, drive home a new Kia Spectra, Kia Optima, or Kia Sedona and save thousands of dollars. But only during our going out for business sale. Why settle for less when you can own a new Kia with the industry's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty? Push, pull, or drag your trade-in. Big D Kia will give you a minimum of $3,000 for it.
Big D Kia.
But hurry, it's happening right now and only at Big D Kia's going out for business sale. Kia, make every mile count. Big D Kia. 11500 East Northwest Highway at Jupiter. Call us at 214-660-1800.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Ticker brought to you by Lone Star of McKinney. Another dramatic finish, another back and forth affair last night in Arlington.
Well, that goes the other way. It'll drop it down here. Here comes Barajas. He scores. Everybody's safe. Rangers lead.
It's Bill Land with the call last night on Fox Sports Net. Unfortunately, the lead wouldn't hold. The Mariners break a 7-7 tie in the ninth on an RBI single by Randy Winn as the Mariners go on to win last night. 8-7 over the Rangers.
The loss is a loss. I mean, they're always tough. But the fact is, I mean, we're going to come out tomorrow ready to play. I mean, it's not for we're not playing well today. We did some nice, we did some good things. I have to give them credit. They've been playing the bats really well lately. So they put up some runs and beat us tonight.
That's Ranger shortstop Michael Young. Chris Young takes the hill tonight for Texas at 7:05. The A's increase their lead to 3.5 games over the Rangers after they beat Anaheim last night 6-3. The Cowboys and Redskins hook up on Monday night in D.C. The Cowboys have owned the Skins over the last few years. The Redskins are banged up on defense. They'll be without one of their Pro Bowlers, LeVar Arrington, who's out with an injury. At the 84 Lumber Classic, D.J. Singh is a two-shot lead over Ben Curtis. Singh is at 12 under par heading into today's third round. Our next ticker is coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturdays, 8 to 10 on Sports Radio, 1310 to 6.
Sports Radio, 1310 the Ticket. When we haven't been with a babe in a while, we go back to our high school gym and climb the rope.
9:52 on the Ticket. T-Box winding down. Thanks once again for joining us. Thanks to Jason and Tommy Daniels for being part of the show. Thanks for you for listening and calling in.
Let's see.
What else we got?
Well, you know, we've got an upcoming
big issue in the magazine in November is the best of public golf.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I've found as we've been driving around this year and given the weather that we've had?
Yep.
All the courses are pretty damn good this year.
Yeah. It's their wedding day.
Yeah.
Got to be good looking today.
I wonder what's going to happen next year, though.
I don't know. It's always iffy out here. If you have the... Hopefully what this does is it... I mean, there aren't too many public courses anymore that have bent grass. And for good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just too much play. And even when
is
I was...
Is there any? I guess there's Torrey Teen and the Tribute.
Right.
And well, Riverside used to, but I think they changed those, didn't they?
But by the way, I run across this more oftentimes than not. Please, when you're not only starting to play faster, we hope, repair your ball marks. Again, this is not snobbery. This is, I hate going to a golf green that looks like the moon. And I always thought this. One of the toughest things to do for the average golfer is to hit a green in regulation. You know, hit a nice iron shot from 150, 160 yards out and hit the green and make
it
stick.
Two good shots, because then first you have to have a good tee shot. That's why they say a double eagle is the hardest thing in golf, because
it's not only two good shots.
Yeah.
So, and I would think it would be, it's almost like a celebratory ceremony where you get to take out your ball mark tool and clean it up. Because it takes no time at all. It's kind of cool. You've actually did something good. And you're making
everybody, everybody will look at you and they'll say, wow, he must have hit a good shot there.
Yeah. And you put a little panache into it, you know, but plus you're keeping the course nice for everybody else.
Yeah.
So please do that. It'd be really nice. All right, we are ready to make
a public service announcement from Rick Arnett.
Yes. We all want better places to play. And speaking of better places to broadcast from, we go out to Bob Thomas Ford, where Ben and Skin are holding court from 10 to noon.
Hello, golfers.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, broadcasters.
Hey.
What's up with you guys?
Just listening to you guys talk about ball marks. Hey, did you guys see the Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
How'd it work out?
You guys are on today. Might be your best mix ever.
Thank you. Dude, we're guests on your show. You've got to provide some gold here.
Not really.
Oh.
No, we can leave early.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
For what? For mix talk?
All right.
What's going on with you guys?
It is 9:56 on the ticket. Ben and Skin are up next at Bob Thomas Ford.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Johnny Law. Ain't no trip to Cleveland.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin.
Skin.
We're gonna have a real motherfucking party in here tonight, y'all with it?
I saw it, gentlemen. I saw the whole sweaty, passionate, ugly, beautiful act. And to use the vernacular, I wanted me some of that.
Party people in the place to be at 9:57 a.m. on a beautiful Saturday morning. Ben and Skin subbing in for the rant today. And we are at Bob Thomas Ford.
Yes.
Kenny. We're going to be here for 2 hours and 3 minutes. And we'd like to invite you to come join us out here because, A, you're going to see some of the most incredible radio you've ever seen performed live. People love to see radio. Ever. And two, you can get a great deal on a Ford, man. There are some great deals. There's a lot of deals going on already. I've seen some great deals go down. They're not playing.
Let me tell you something, Ben. We were here a couple months ago. They're nice enough to have us back. We're ecstatic to be back. Last time I was here, I bought 3 Fords. Today, I plan on buying 5.
Yeah.
Because the deals are that good.
Every time we fill in for the rant, and we do a remote out here.
Mm-hmm.
Fredo comes out here and buys a car.
I expect him to buy one today.
I'd like to see Fredo out here buying a vehicle. And every time he comes out here, he's like, my wife doesn't know I left the house. he has a mannequin that he sets up that kind of looks like him.
Wearing fall clothes, and he just puts it on the couch.
She just walks into the room, and it's not facing her.
Right.
So she just sees a mannequin. She sees the back of a turtleneck
right.
and a wig.
Flannel shirt.
Right. And she's like, oh.
Snow parka.
Right. And he just puts on, like, an infomercial or something.
Right. It's on a loop.
Fredo's watching TV.
Yeah, he's watching infomercials again.
And then he sneaks out the window and buys cars
from Bob Thomas Ford.
I love it. good times. Hey, let's mix with ourselves.
I hope we can replay that. I felt really good about that. I'd like to replay that. Let's replay that at 10:10, 10:50, 11:30, and 11:50. I'd like to revisit that.
Skin, quickly.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. No. Is it our responsibility to bring gold to their show?
I don't know. I mean, our show hasn't even officially started yet. We've got about 50 seconds till Ben and Skin starts today. So,
do you want to just remain silent in honor of the T-Box?
Well, what would we have talked about had we have brought gold?
It's not our job. We save our gold for our show.
Right.
It's their job to bring gold to their show.
So when we're working out our clock, that's why we don't have 9:50.
Working out our what?
Our clock.
Oh, for the show?
Yeah, for the show. When we're writing down what we're going to do at what time.
That makes sense.
We don't have 9:55 on that sheet.
Right.
It's something to bring up with
Craig
Rosenrose.
You don't. I have 9:55 to 10 o'clock gold with the T-Box, provided by the T-Box. That's what I have allotted for that. I don't have... Big Dick Arnett sits there and nothing happens. I don't have that.
Tell you what, since now this is where the mixdown with them would end, let's go. Jason, go ahead and run our intro again. Now let's officially start Ben and Skin right now.
Run from Johnny Law. It ain't no trip to Cleveland.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin.
Skin.
We're going to have a real motherfucking party in here tonight, y'all with it?
I saw the whole sweaty, passionate, ugly, beautiful act. And to use the vernacular, I wanted me some of that.
10 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How you doing, Metroplex? Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today. That was T-Box Filler that you just heard. And
it was good.
That was brought to you by Meat. And we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be at Bob Thomas Ford until noon. And again, I can't stress this enough. If you've ever really just felt like there's something missing in your life, money can't fill that hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shopping, buying things, that can't fill the hole. Happiness, religion, none of that can fill the hole. Ben and Skin, we can fill the hole.
Yep.
So come see us.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what can fill that hole, Ben. $7,000 off on all new 2004 Ranger pickups in stock. I drove in, and I saw them, and I was like, $7,000 off on every one of those. As I told you about three last time, I'm going to buy five today. That is going to be a savings of $35,000 for me. There's so many reasons to come out to Bob Thomas Ford. I believe, now we are, I was thinking about this on the way in. We grew up in Richardson. We graduated together. However, you're 43 and I'm 25. Kind of a weird thing. I was like a whiz kid.
Right.
But when I was driving up here, when we were in school, McKinney seemed like so far out. You know what I'm saying? I had like an aunt. We'd come visit. Seemed like a trip. And I got here in like 10 minutes. You take exit, I think it's exit 40, the Virginia Parkway, Louisiana Parkway exit. And I was like, man, I can't believe I can just get out here so quickly. However, they still have, you know, like the small town savings that you get. You know what I'm saying? Where you can go to a small town and buy a car and get a really good deal. But it's not out too far. I mean, I got here just like that. It's breezy. There is no reason to come out here and get you a new car.
No reason
or
not
new
to
truck.
Come out here.
Is that what I said?
You said no reason to come out here.
No, I was trying to fool the listener.
Oh, okay, good.
To come out here. Because as we know, Fredo will come out and buy a new Bob Thomas
right
Ford.
Right now he's stuffing the mannequin.
He's stuffing the mannequin, looking over his shoulder. But we would encourage all P1s to come out here and take a look around because there's spectacular deals.
Okay. And there's food, too. Desperados is here. They got a nice spread out here, some good Mexican food. So
I had
your grub on.
Yeah, I was chasing donuts with Mexican food, just action-packed, just going at it right before that mix with the T-Box.
Hey, Berkner, our alma mater, Berkner High School, lost, last night to Jesuit.
Oh, no.
And I think quad overtime. They lost 38-36. And I was just thinking, it's so weird that we're sitting here doing a radio show, seeing how we have known each other for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that, you know, you're talking about when we graduated from high school and how old I am, how old you are?
Right.
Do you realize that I cheated off you in geometry in Mr. Gammon's class in 10th grade?
Yeah, I turned you in for that, Dan. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I just, you know, I'm all about protecting my mathematic integrity, and I had to turn you in.
Skin, we've got a really good show today. At 11:50, something the Metroplex has been dying to get into, and frankly, some people out there that are rocking the Steve Buscemi mullet,
mm-hmm.
they need to pay attention to this. At 11:50, we're going to get into haircut talk.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
We may just go ahead and bump that forward. I don't know if we can wait till 11:30.
Can we still do it and get in the replay of the mix from the T-Box earlier?
At 11:30, we're going to have Norm's Sports Quick Hits without Norm.
Good idea. Good idea, Ben.
Unless we can get a hold of him.
Maybe we can. I think he's being inducted into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame today.
At 11:10, we're going to give you our NFL picks.
Yes.
We always have a fantasy twist on our NFL picks. They say that fantasy is not good for sports talk radio, but we'll always try to sneak a little bit in there.
You mean like sci-fi?
Right.
Okay.
At 10:50, America's favorite Ben and Skin segment, Radio Pork.
Mmm, delicious.
And we're going to talk about, I'll just say one of the things we're going to talk about is spiders.
Really?
Very
Peter
shocking.
Parker, like Spider-Man, webs and stuff?
Man, I had a crazy experience happen at my house this week that I want to tell everyone about.
Great.
And find out if anybody else has had a similar situation with a spider. That's at 10:50. Then at 10:30, we're going to get into Dallas Cowboys football.
Big game Monday, Roger. Big
Basically,
game.
Cowboys optimism versus Cowboys pessimism.
Yeah, because you're very optimistic, and I still have kind of a negative vibe about this season. So we're going to hash it out and see if we can't come to an agreement and solve the problems in the Middle East during that segment.
I'm wearing a Bill Bates jersey right now. Let's just put it that way.
I'm not, so let me put it that way.
Hey, do you think it looks awkward when guys like me, big old guys, wear, like, skill position players? Like, would it look weird to see me in a Julius Jones jersey? I mean, doesn't it seem like I should only be allowed to wear a lineman jersey?
You should only have, like, a number in the 70s or the 80s
right.
on your chest. You know what's funny, by the way? I saw an extremely overweight dude on the way here riding a little moped.
Now, why'd you bring that up?
Because you brought up, you know, big dudes in skill position jerseys,
yeah,
and it reminded
you know,
me, this dude was like 400 pounds, and he was on a tiny little moped.
I'll have you know, my mother insists that I'm big boned. Yeah, and so I'm
He's
not over...
He's just big boned, Ben Rogers is.
At 10:10, we're going to get into a little Texas Rangers talk, and...
Let's just do that next.
You want to?
Oh, wait, I think it's 10:10 next.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
One of the things we're going to do all day is take calls early and often. Jason's back at the studio. He's going to be taking calls. So if you have anything that you feel like you can contribute to the show today, pick up your phone and call. We're going to fill the hole today. Ben and Skin, 1006 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, where are your Rangers pants?
Hey, Ticket Head, boot up your sports tray and make sure you've got enough memory on board as we bring back the bigger and more bountiful P1 Perfect Pair. Beginning Monday morning at 7:35, registered Ticket Head cardholders are qualified to play four times daily. Pick and match two squares, and you win what's on the other side. A motorcycle, Wave Runner, four-wheeler ATV, home gym, laptop, guitar, golf club, cold hard cash, and more. Remember where the perfect pairs are? And you're a winner. Your first chance for a perfect pair begins Monday morning at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and the...
E-Brake Classics.
All right, we have a winner.
Yay.
Broadway Joe Namath for his drunken appearance on ESPN Sunday Night Football with Stanley Kolber.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed, Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
Huge compliment.
Yeah, you know
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see you guys at halftime.
Our invitation.
Is he?
You're listening to the Ticket Seabreak Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on. All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was, who are you talking to? And then my backup singer sings,
Diarrhea Pants.
I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD. Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone,
the
being
job,
a hermit.
The job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
In the early 1900s, experts predicted that with advancements in technology, by the year 2000, the workday would only be 2 hours long. They were wrong. But should you really spend your precious 8 hours a day doing something you don't think is a challenge or fun? We may be able to help. If you have some sales experience, just email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com. We're expanding our sales department, and we just might want you. Spend those 40 hours doing something you like until the work week goes down to that predicted 10 hours a week. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Nord's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Nord's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Nord's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Nord's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead, do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Nord's. For more, click the link below, nordsamerica.com. N-O-R-I-T-Z, America.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Nord's. nordsamerica.com. Nord's. Always hot.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy. You have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck's logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Ultimate Electronics. Discover the ultimate experience. Financing with approved credit. Offer in September.
Second time zone. Maybe you've never competed in an oceanic race, but you cross a lake every now and then. You'll appreciate the Triplock winding crown with rotating bezel. Whatever your expedition, you'll find the innovative craftsmanship of Rolex suits your every need. Ben Bridge Jeweler is your official Rolex jeweler. To see our complete collection of Rolex timepieces for both men and women, visit Ben Bridge for the expedition of your life.
Your personal jeweler, Ben Bridge.
The parks at Arlington, North Park Center, and Stonebriar Center.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Ticker of service time, Texas Land and Cattle, and Man's Best Friend. Almost always money. Coco couldn't get it done last night.
Chopper up the middle, tough play. Eric Young, not in time. And the Mariners take the lead as Bloomquist scores. It is 8-7 Seattle.
Phil Land with the call on Fox Sports Net. The Rangers give up the lead in the ninth. Coco Cordero takes the loss as the Rangers fall to the Mariners 8-7. The loss was costly as the Athletics win last night in Anaheim 6-3. starting Rich Harden shutting down the Halos 6-3. The win increases the A's lead to 3.5 games in the American League West.
You know, after that series in Texas, a lot of guys felt, you know, some pressure, and think, you know, coming out swinging the way we did in that first inning really kind of loosened everybody up.
It was three. Excuse me, my mistake. College football today, Texas Tech is on the road at Kansas. The Red Raiders looking to make it 3-4 this season. UT is home to Rice this evening in Austin. Locally, TCU is home to South Florida. That game tonight at 6 o'clock in Fort Worth. SMU looking for their first win tonight against San Jose State. 7 o'clock at Ford Stadium. You can hear that game right here on the ticket. The pregame show with Rich Phillips coming up at 6:30. Our next ticker is coming up at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skannon for the Rant. 10 to noon, Saturdays, here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Listen to The Ticket Dallas Cowboys countdown to kickoff this Monday night at 7, just before the boys battle the Skins on Monday Night Football. Brought to you by Chuck Crabang Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 10:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin are kicking it with you on a Saturday morning, and oh, what a lovely Saturday morning it is. Much to discuss. We're going to get into Cowboys here at 10:30, but what we really want you to know is we're out here at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney, Texas. You need to come out and see us. There's so many reasons to come see us. Number one, the new 2005 Ford 500 four-door luxury sedans are in stock.
Hold on. What is this music?
I can't hear it, man. I can't hear
heavy metal guitar with Jason.
Yes, sir.
What music are we listening to?
I was at a CD store yesterday, and I knew you guys were in today, and I saw a CD that caught my attention. It's called Take a Bite Out of Rhyme. And this is the Seven Dust version of Going Back to Cali.
What, are you trying to physically punish me for some reason?
I don't know what we've done to make you unhappy with us, but I'd like to apologize for whatever it is and ask you to stop kicking me in the nuts with this music right now. I'm trying to be professional and do a radio show here. I go way out of my way to not have to hear people wailing on electric guitars on a daily basis. Yet here I am right now with it pounding in my ears as I try to work. And just whatever I've done wrong to you, just please accept my humble apology. We're straight hip-hop only, soul, something from the soul, anything from the soul, anything with a nice beat.
Yeah, and to clarify that further, the reason Ben sells advertising time and not music equipment at Guitar Center is because dudes have come in and wail on their guitars, so
right.
that's just a little info for you. But Ben, one other thing I wanted to mention, this is really, this is mind-boggling to a young man like myself. They have this deal, Tires for Life, where if you get all your maintenance done here at Bob Thomas Ford, which you would want to do anyways because they got a crack service department,
what?
You get your tires free for life, replaced. Anytime you got tire problems, they hook you up. So it's like double incentive to come out here to the double incentive.
You can just basically, if you buy a car out here, you never have to be concerned with tires again for the rest of your life.
If you were stupid enough not to buy a car out here in the first place, you'd probably still want them to service it, and then on top of that, to get the tires. It's a wonderful deal, Ben.
Hey, we've got there's a lot of incentives to come out here and buy a car today, or at least just shop. Just look at what they got out here. I mean, you're going to be impressed. It's a different type of a selling style. It's real laid back, good people out here. They've got a great product to sell, and it's a real low-pressure deal. So come out and check it out. But also come out to see us. And Skin, we're giving away some of these Cowboys Training Camp 2004 shirts.
Those scream sex appeal.
I have not seen these yet. These are cowboy blue. They got cowboys all over it. They got the
cowboys, cowboys, cowboys.
This is the nicest shirt I've ever seen in a giveaway. So to further give you reason to come out here and join us, a few select people are going to walk away with one of these T-shirts.
Now, how will they get one, Ben Rogers, my partner on this radio show?
I'm trying to get the newest version of the sports pages. So if somebody brings the sports pages up, now I'm not talking about the Dallas Morning News.
What about the Fort Worth Star Telegram?
No, okay. I'm talking about the sports pages. The
UT Daily Texan?
Publication that the ticket is heavily involved in, the sports pages.
Shout out to Scott Boyder, by the way.
Scott Boyder, the man. So bring one of those out here to Bob Thomas Ford. You're going to get one of these T-shirts. Or if you come out here,
and you're wearing coaching shorts. If you're wearing bike coaching shorts, traditional coaching shorts,
okay,
it doesn't matter what color they are, but you need your shirt tucked into them, wearing coaching shorts socially, come on out here. You have to prove to us that you're not a real coach. And thirdly, if you come out here with coaching shorts, with a sports pages, and you have a mustache, I'll do 5 push-ups on the air.
Wow, I can't wait to see that. So please, if you're out there with a mustache and coaching shorts and the sports pages, come out, because we want to see Ben do 5 push-ups.
Not all at the same time, probably.
Oh, just spread them out over the next week or so?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good incentive. Ben, have you been following baseball?
A little bit.
Yeah, apparently a lot of stuff's going on with it right now.
Yeah. Let's read the sports page. Hey, the Rangers coming off, they're arguably, of course, since it's the most recent, I'll go ahead and say, the best regular season win in the history of their franchise. Perhaps the other day when they won in the bottom of the ninth to get the sweep over Oakland.
It was a jump up and down and scream and freak out win.
One of those deals was a day game. It was on Thursday. The Rangers got to the point where they're 2 games back with 10 games to go.
Right.
Last night, Seattle comes in. Seattle doesn't have a lot to play for right now, but
basically a hitting streak is all they have to play for.
The Rangers are just on fumes. God bless them. That bullpen is just completely gassed. And, I mean, now there's injuries, suspensions. There's chaos in the bullpen.
Well, let's break that down further. Didn't we see the stats? 17 pitchers in the last 3 games. Brocale, who's been pitching really well, is going to serve his suspension starting Sunday when, I guess, Almanzar comes back on Sunday. We know Francisco ain't coming back. So they're thin in the pitching department anyways. Then they have the suspensions, and they can't get a starter to pitch more than 5 innings. Yet they're somehow, they grinded everything out, and they got the sweep of Oakland, and then last night happened.
Yeah, they lose last night. They lost by a final of 8-7. And, you know, Joaquin Benoit had to start this game for him, and that just tells you right there how bad things are. I mean,
he's the Loaiza for the Rangers.
And this is the you know, just to put your finger on how bad this is for the Rangers, they're starting pitching, what a bad situation they're in. When the Rangers just got back from that 7-game road trip, they started 7 different pitchers.
God.
Anaheim and Oakland, those teams that, you know, they're in competition with,
right,
have only started 6 pitchers for the year each.
Man, and that's why this whole thing has seemed like, you know, we've talked about trying to buy into what the Rangers are doing in terms of, like, okay, is this just the miracle season, or are they actually putting something together here that next year will be just continue to be an extension of this? And I was very negative, because I'm a negative guy, man. I've got the bitter taste of bitterness in my mouth at all times. But I feel like, hey, they're going to be a terrible team. And they keep exceeding expectations. And even here we are on the brink of something spectacular. Even how tough it would be for them to pull off, the fact that they're in the position to make this happen in the first place. Pretty miraculous. But I still, there's just so many things that I can't buy into that I worry that next year will be like a tremendous step back. And on the brink of all this, Hicks comes out on Wednesday or Thursday, whenever it is like, well, we're probably not going to get more pitching unless we increase our revenue stream. So this happens during a pennant race when you have to use a new pitcher every 3 pitches because you don't have a staff. You've got Chris Young starting today, who was in AA 4 months ago and wasn't even on the radar screen. And that happens. It's that type of stuff that brings back all that negative Ranger animosity and makes it hard for me to enjoy something that's been really as special as this year has been.
I know, and we're trying to enjoy this year, and then we're trying to look forward to the future, because after all, this is a year you go into, you're cutting your payroll tremendously, you slash your payroll, you lose your MVP,
the league MVP,
you lose your leader, and as he's leaving away, he has a few parting shots at you. You're playing a bunch of young guys. The core of your team that you're counting on is 23, 24 years old. The Rangers were not supposed to do anything this year.
Their outfield was. I mean, we talk about their pitching all the time, but they had huge issues in the outfield, too.
Kenny Rogers is the team's ace. He was so bad last year that Minnesota, who made the playoffs, wouldn't even allow him to be in their starting rotation in the playoffs.
You're out.
That's the ace. I mean, it's ridiculous that the Rangers are still in this thing, but they fight, they scrap, they claw, and they're still alive somehow, even though they've got a duct tape rotation. Showalter's doing a great job keeping it together, but right when you try to say, all right, I'm enjoying this. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna invest myself the rest of the season. I'm in on this. You start looking ahead to next season. You start getting excited. Tom Hicks comes out of nowhere with another moronic statement.
Yeah.
The timing is ridiculous.
Bad.
Just like when he said, well, I'm going to come out and decide who the GM's going to be.
Right.
I mean, why did that need to happen at that time? Why does he need to talk about next season? Why does he need to say, hey, listen, I know I cut payroll this year and the team's doing great, but I'm not necessarily going to go add that payroll back on.
Mm-hmm.
Where all along we've been thinking, okay, the Rangers lose Greer and they lose all these bad contracts. They're going to be back down to about $50 million going into next year. Ideally, this team and this market, you could spend $75 million. That would be a respectable budget.
Sure.
That would give the Rangers $25 million to play with in the offseason to go get some pitching, to go do this, go do that, fill up the many, many holes they have. Yet here comes Tom Hicks saying, you know, not necessarily going to do that unless you buy season tickets.
Okay.
The hell is that?
That's terrible. And you combine that with thinking that you will have that money to play with for, with pitching. Combine that with that not being there, with the fact that, what do you know about next year's pitching staff? What do you conclusively know 100%, hey, I can count on this or I can count on that? You know, maybe Dries, but really on a good team, isn't Dries probably a number three guy? I mean, maybe a number two at best.
I mean, you're exactly right.
What about Wandon? What about Cobra Lewis? You got through the season and you don't know anything that different than what you knew going in. I mean, hey, you know, Young is an interesting guy, but what do you really know? He's had a nice little burst here at the end, but you're pretty much going to be starting all over with him next year.
There's good. You know what? You're exactly right. Kenny Rogers, he'll be back next year, but you can't expect him to win 18, 19 games again next year.
He always fades in the second half anyway.
Always. Dries has been nice, been a nice surprise, but, you know, he's not Maddox. He's Dries.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if he can keep throwing sinkers and get people to ground out, yeah. But the thing about this is there's a couple of good pitchers on that are going to be available via free agency. Now, Showalter apparently came out and said, hey, I don't think any pitchers are going to want to come here. Nobody wants to come here to the second easiest park in the league to hit because it'll inflate your stats.
That's a good marketing strategy,
but,
by the way.
Yeah, I know, but this team is going to be able to build so much on what they did this year. They've overachieved. All these young guys are getting just great, great experience. All they need is to go into next season, have their front office, have their management step up and go get some guys to fill the holes. They need another outfielder. They need two starting pitchers at least. And the last thing they need right now is to have their own owner just kick them in the nuts.
Yeah. And also, man, you got the questions with Soriano, too. There's decisions to make there. That's like the curse of the Rangers. As exciting as all this is, there's all this negative stuff floating around the back of my mind that I just can't quite, get straightened out.
Well, the Rangers, you know, Tom Hicks is doing everything he can to make it hard for us to be optimistic about the future.
Right.
While the Rangers themselves, the players, are doing everything they can to make you believe, and
yeah.
I think they believe. So it's kind of a battle of optimism versus pessimism.
Hey, let's get this caller. There's a caller that's holding. Cell phone man, are you there?
Booyakasha, Ben and Ken.
Booyakasha! Enough respect.
You
like
me.
I like you.
I was at the Ranger game last night, and it just totally beat me down.
Why?
My wife is not. It just totally beat me down that, you know, after one of the best games probably in Ranger baseball or even in Major League, and the Rangers are still in it, and there's that many empty seats.
Well, I think part of that, though, has to do with kind of what we're talking about. I mean,
they can't
distance themselves from that dark cloud. As miraculous as the season has been in terms of they are in it, and these guys like Blaylock and Young and God, Teixeira, man, what about 5 walks the other night? I mean, you know, even Teixeira, it's like I can't fully enjoy what he's doing because I'm thinking in the back of my mind he's a Boris client and we're going to lose him in a few years.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, right now the best thing the Rangers could do is try to merchandise what they're doing on the field right now. Get more people involved. Get fans excited about the future. Say, okay, we're doing this year. Man, think how good we're going to be next year. Come out to the ballpark and invest in the future. But they're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Their owner is saying, hey, you know what? If you guys don't keep coming out, I'm not going to do anything to improve it next year. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that is.
What's this voice I'm using? I don't know. Keep talking about using this voice.
It's bad for radio.
Wait, your caller's still on the phone?
Robbie there.
you're still on. What do you got?
Well, nothing. I was just calling to complain about the Ranger fandom. It's just, you know, I don't want to take anything away from those that were there. I mean, it was great. The crowd was getting into it, but I don't know. Anytime you got a game like that and they start ramping up and the organization knows that there's not going to be full seat, you know, like a full house, or knowing that the state fair is opening or whatever. They need to do 2-for-1 or something to get people in those stands.
Hey, what are you doing right now?
I'm driving.
Where are you going?
I'm going over to a friend's house to help him cut down a tree.
Does that friend live at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney?
Actually, you know what? It's funny. It's right on the way.
Dude, what are you doing, Rob?
You had a really solid call here. Why don't you come out and get one of these...
come buy a Ford, dude.
Come out here and get one of these cool Cowboys training camp t-shirts.
Hey, I am on my way.
Do you have a mustache?
No, I just shaved it off.
Are you wearing coaching shorts?
You know what? And those are in the wash, too.
Can you bring out a sports pages?
It's in the mail.
Okay, cool. Come on out and get a t-shirt anyways. It's a hell of a call you've done here for yourself. Your mother and I are very proud.
Very much.
All right, you. Big up yourself, Rob.
Love you, mean it.
All right, man. 10:28 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. We've been getting into pessimism versus optimism with the Rangers.
You're the fourth. I'm the dark side.
We're going to do the same thing with your Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys win. What a difference a week makes.
I think the Cowboys defense rebounded real nice. Real nice. Again, was it Zimmer's great scheme or just a bad Browns offense?
What's the deal, Big Tuna?
Mike Zimmer told them, hey, we're not changing anything. We're just going to play better, and we're going to play with a little more gas. And I made sure I practiced so that they had gas. And I told them, you're going to have gas.
In week 3, we'll check out Joe Gibbs' bag. Cowboys Redskins, this Monday night at 8. The tickets count down to
E-Break Classics.
That is, I think that's our first 5-0 voting
wow.
In maybe 5 years. Man. Psycho Dave with the win. Has he ever won before?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
This is his third victory.
Really? Okay. Well, here's Psycho Dave for a little dump and chase on Wednesday on the hard line.
Come out there and see if you can get lucky. In fact, Psycho Dave was telling us that he was going to get out there, and he's got one specific purpose in mind, right?
Yes.
And what is that?
To get some
God, I didn't think you would do that.
Hello to everybody on hold.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Hello, Clint. Hello, Shannon.
Very nice.
Very good.
Oh, by the way, boys, with this win, Psycho passes Jerry Jones.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. A significant win there.
Very significant.
Way to go, Psycho Dave.
Dreams do come true.
E-Break Classics.
You got me, y'all.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddy called back.
Fred, you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish penis.
Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out. Wow. Doing the layout. Okay.
I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. The Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
The wide selection in the vending machine, finding a good spot in the parking garage, trying to keep your boss from discovering you're listening to Stellar Talk Radio online. If these are the biggest challenges you face during your workday and you need more intellectual stimulation, we just may be able to help. We're expanding our sales department at KLIF, and we just might want you. If you have some sales experience, email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com and overcome the challenges. We have a great vending selection, too. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs. whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Nowitz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Nowitz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NowitzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Nowitz. That's NowitzAmerica.com. Nowitz, always hot.
1,000 miles at Volvo of Dallas, I-35 in Frankfort and Sheraldon, Volvo of Dallas.
Continuous flow hot water heating technology to the world is a tankless job, but somebody has to do it. Get your Nowitz tankless water heater today. Call 1-866-766-7489. That's 866-766-7489.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Komen-Dallas.org. Remember, Dallas, step by step, we all make a difference. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticker service of Lone Star of McKinney and Quick Tie. Could it be another miraculous comeback in Arlington?
There's a shot from the field over the side.
With the call last night on Fox, however, the Mariners would add one off Coco Cordero in the bottom, in the top of the ninth. The Rangers fall short last night, 8-7 at the Ameriquest Field.
They got the good break. They placed it in the perfect place. You know, there's nothing we can do. We try to make a play, but it's just a tough play for both of us. You know, Mike would have got it. Probably been, you know, a tough play, and he tried to do the best with it, but they got the perfect spot tonight.
That's why Eric Young. The news got worse as the Oakland A's rebound after getting swept in Arlington earlier this week, knocking off the Angels last night 6-3, increasing their lead to 3 games in the American League West. The Cowboys head to Washington tomorrow for a Monday night contest with the Redskins. Eddie George and Rashard Lee will try to carry the load at running back after the injuries to rookie Julius Jones last Sunday. At the 84 Lumber Classic, VJ Singh is a two-shot lead over Ben Curtis heading into today's third round. Our next ticker is coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin into the Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Register for a Tickethead card and then wait for the phone to ring. You're next in line for the P1 Perfect Pair, beginning Monday morning. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin subbing in for the Rant today.
Yeah.
We'd like to invite you to come join us out here, and then we're going to go ahead and plan the rest of your day, because later today at 5 o'clock, the Ticket promo crew is going to be at SMU on the Boulevard.
Get out of here.
Yes. Look for the Ticket excursion on the Boulevard before Saturday's game. And the Ticket will be grilling hot dogs, giving away Ticket t-shirts, and much, much more. That's today, SMU on the Boulevard, the Ticket promo crew. So go join them from 5 to 7.
Now, Zeb might be there. You know, Zeb can put 100 hot dogs in his mouth at one time.
How do you know?
I saw the video.
It's 10:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're at Bob Thomas Ford out here in McKinney. We invite you to come join us out here. Just shoot straight up 75, go north, just past 121, and it's going to be on your left. If you're heading north, It's not that far. You know, it's probably, what, about 30, 35 miles from downtown Dallas?
Okay. Oh, no, I don't even think it's that much.
30, maybe 30
I think
miles,
if you're in downtown Dallas, I bet you can get here in 25 minutes.
Easy.
Okay. Yeah.
It's highway driving. It's good on your vehicle as well. So
yeah.
Come join us out here at Bob Thomas Ford, just north of 121. They've got some great deals going on. We were just handed a list of a few cars that they have, a few used cars that they got some great deals on. They got a, it's not just Fords they got out here, because they've got some other used cars, like a Mini Cooper they've got out here. They're selling for $20,980. I may buy that. Skin might buy that one, but you can also come out and buy a Pontiac Trans Am. Just picture yourself, your mullet blowing in the wind, and your new Trans Am.
Buy both of those.
Low miles, T-tops. A great deal on a Ford Explorer Sport Track and a Ford Ranger Edge as well for under $10,000. So great
under
deal.
Under $10,000?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get out my money clip. I might buy that too.
Skin, coming up next, we've got Radio Pork, and boy, is it going to be exciting, because I'm going to tell a story, or an adventure, if you will, that happened to me this week at my home that involves spider.
Will this be like a choose-your-own-adventure story? Will I have options to
know?
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you about the spider that almost ended my marriage.
Oh, wow, that's a good tease. Hey, wait, speaking of pork, Desperados is here, and they're giving out some Dynamite Mexican food. I've been getting my grub on. We got some cards here for free margaritas. So come out, get you some grub, and come see Skin. I'll get you a card to get a free margarita. I've been throwing down on these jalapeno cheddar fried things. They're good for you for that extra carb diet that you're on.
We're still looking for a Sporty Pages. I still haven't seen this week yet. I want to see that.
Okay, I'll give, if someone brings them, I'll give them one of these margarita cards, too.
Okay. Also, we want to see somebody come in here wearing coaching shorts socially. You got to prove you're not a coach, and if you got a mustache and you have a Sports Pages and you're wearing coaching shorts, I'll do five push-ups.
That's the promotional triple crown.
But right now we're going to talk Dallas Cowboys. And if you want to jump on with us, feel free to give us a call as we sub in for the rant here today. And basically we've been talking about optimism versus pessimism. It's kind of the theme of today's show. Now, I'm a homer, granted, but, you know, my friends get on me a lot. They say, you know,
they get on you.
They're like, hey, you know, you're too hard on the Cowboys.
Gross.
My friends wear major, major blinders. I mean, major, major homers. So, but I, you know what? I'm actually optimistic. I'm optimistic about Monday night against the Skins. I'm optimistic about the season overall. Now, granted, there's some serious holes on this team that are very, very concerning. There's no question about that. Obviously, perhaps the biggest hole in the team is Tony Dixon's bag. Because Darren Woodson, he's saying his back feels okay. I was reading a Jennifer Floyd Engel article in the Star-Telegram today. She's saying that Darren Woodson's back feels fine, but it's the nerve in his right leg that's hampering his comeback.
He's got norm leg.
And it's the surgery to repair the disc caused a problem in the sciatic nerve, the nerve in the lower part of the spinal cord. And basically, it supplies sensation and makes the muscles in the leg work. So Woodson right now, he doesn't even have the strength to flex his calf, which puts all the pressure on his ankle when he runs.
Do you know how hard it is to help in coverage when you can't put any pressure on your foot?
Let's not forget that he's an old. He's a great player, but
he's
an old. I mean, coming back from back surgery is tough. We can't count on him to come back. You might be stuck with Tony Dixon in the bag all year. But my point is, every team has holes.
Mm-hmm.
Every team has weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the Cowboys are moving the ball on offense, man, I love it. And granted, Vinny had a few picks last week that were, you know, three picks and five passes, I believe. But I'm still optimistic that this team can move the ball because Witten is a grown-ass man.
He is.
Because Keyshawn, it looks like he's Karl Malone posting up on a rebound to get Steve Nash.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't leg whip anybody.
And, you know, I love the receiving core on this team. I love it that they're
getting
big time.
You love A.B.
Absolutely love A.B. A.B. is 23 years old. Let's not forget that. But there's, even though the Cowboys don't have a pass rush and their secondary is weak, there's a lot of parity in the league, and I have trust in Parcells' ability to get it done on a coach-to-coach basis. But I think the Cowboys have a chance any given week, and that's why I do not fear the Redskins on Monday night. And overall, I still feel good about the Cowboys at least going 9-7, possibly 10-6. I expect the Cowboys to be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and, you know, that was your prediction before the year started, and I thought, you know, it's not a crazy prediction, but I didn't agree. I thought the Skins would be better. I don't know that I see the Skins being too much better after getting a load of them the first couple of weeks. Now, as far as a win this week, I feel kind of good about it, LeVar Arrington being out. Ramsey, I believe, is going to be quarterbacking, so there's a little uncertainty there. So I do feel okay about the Cowboys in terms of this game, but over the long run, I think that the magic that happened last year in terms of hiding deficiencies is going to be a lot tougher to do this year. And you know, you brought up Woodson, you know, and that's not even also bringing up Pete Hunter as well. Because they have so many problems in pass coverage, they have to use Roy Williams in situations that it's not to his strength where he can play near the line and knock the power out of people. So they're not even taking advantage of the best aspects of what they have defensively. I have no encouragement whatsoever about the pass rush. These are all things that we've outlined. But what does bother me, Ben, is the offense. The offense can get up and down the field, but I don't think that they can get six. I think they're going to settle for three more often than not. Now, I do have confidence that Bill Parcells will get these guys, you know, whatever it takes, more focused where the dumb penalties they've had and the costly turnovers they've had, he'll be able to hopefully eradicate that stuff. And you know, it is early in the season, and I think he's a coach that will make the right changes. But Vinny Testaverde, when he was with the Jets in the seven games he played last year, was it seven games? Those teams didn't get the ball in the end zone. They were able to get up and down the field, but not seal the deal. And if there's been one heinous thing about the Cowboy offense the last several years, it's been getting in that red zone and not converting. They had several situations last week. And against Minnesota as well, where they got in the red zone and either a costly penalty knocked them out or a turnover. But so it's fine to get the yardage, but because the defense is not nearly as good as it was last year, they're going to have to get six every time. Not every time, but when they get down there, they cannot afford to lose those opportunities. I think they've caught a break with Cleveland last week being as bad. I mean, the defense gives them some credit, but Cleveland was god-awful last week. There's a strong chance the Cowboys should have been 0-2 going into this Monday night game.
Dale, on the cell phone, you're on with Bennett Skin on the ticket.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, Dale.
Hey, I just wanted to speak to the Cowboys' deficiencies in the secondary. And if you look at the end of last season, and specifically the Carolina game, the secondary got absolutely abused. And it was very obvious that that was where we needed the most offseason help from the defensive side of things. And I'm just wondering, should Big Bill get a pardon for the fact that he passed on a lot of opportunities to strengthen our secondary in the offseason, and if so, why does he get that part? I mean, certainly he's done great things on the other side of the ball, but that was a major hole that I don't think has been addressed at all, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for calling in. My take on this is that this was not the year that this is all supposed to come together. I think Parcells is wise, and he knows that this is not, you know, a 1-2 year turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
I think next year is the year you really look to step up and be a real solid competitor. I just think that they have a lot of holes they got to address, and you can't do it all at once. If you try to do it all at once, I mean, say they would have gone out and got Winfield. They would have overpaid tremendously for a 5'7" cornerback.
And in fairness, they did look hard at him, but he got bananas dough. I mean, he got bananas dough from Minnesota.
I like that they're being patient. They're trying to build a solid foundation here for the future and do things right. And to do that, you got to slow cook it. You can't microwave it, because that's when you get into problems. I like the way they're doing it, and I just think he's not an idiot. He knows that there's holes. He knows that there's problems. But he's not going to panic just to try to win this year to fix that one hole. It wasn't there. He would have only been forcing it to try to make that happen. Look for them to do something this year that makes more sense. Add more draft picks. You know, then maybe see what the free agent market has to offer next year.
See, I agree with you 100%, and that's why I do feel pessimistic about this season in particular. I feel good about the Cowboys in the long run. I still have a lot of confidence in Parcells, and I don't think – it's been a hot topic the last couple of weeks. Is he above – is he beyond reproach? Can we ever say anything about Bill Parcells? He's made mistakes. I think he's made mistakes this year, and it's evident.
Well,
but I think are you going
to
distance from that?
Yeah,
okay.
Your
Bill Bates pajamas are fully on.
Again,
but this is, and I, Bill, you, if we got together, we'd talk about this. And
this,
you know it, and I know it, and you know it.
Because Bill Parcells is out here right now.
Is he buying a Ford?
Is he
buying that Mini Cooper out there?
He just looked over a Mini Cooper.
I'm sorry, Jason, did you say Bill Parcells is on the phone?
Does he have coaching shorts on?
Oh, yeah, he does have coaching shorts. And he's out here with Rick Goslin and their timing guys in the 40. But so that's why I don't feel good about this year. They'll have their ups and downs, probably end up, you know, 8-8, maybe even 7-9. But in the bigger picture, I think that the Cowboys are in good shape, and that's why, you know, knocking little things that Bill has done wrong in the first couple weeks to me is not that big a deal.
Man, that was just nice recovery on your part. I almost shot your wheels completely off. You came back and made your point. Good radio, buddy.
Good radio to you too, Ben.
Ben again, subbing in for the rant today. It's 10:46 on the ticket. We are at a Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. We invite you to come join us. If you're coming from North Dallas, basically just head out north on I-75. As soon as you cross 121, you're going to see it up on the left. Ken and I are going to be giving away some ticket T-shirts. We've got some really cool Cowboys training camp shirts. There's Desperados is here giving away.
Brisket flautas, Ben.
Wow, brisket flautas. There's nothing wrong
Deb,
with that.
Deb, will you give me some more brisket flautas?
At all. At 11:10, Ken and I are going to give you our NFL picks for the weekend, and we're going to have a little bit of a fantasy football twist on those picks for you. But coming up next, special edition of Radio Port, the spider that almost ended my marriage. Next.
I suppose by now you're all wondering why we talk about the sports page so much. You know Dallas-Fort Worth's only free sports weekly? Well, to be honest, we promise them 15 mentions a week, and we always over-deliver. But the truth is, we're proud of the fact that the sports page features Ticket Stick on page E1 every issue. Stuff like Bob's terms, Sports Norris, special contributions, and HSOs from Norm, Dunham and Miller, and the rest of the gang. And you'll always find a dependable time waster in there, too, like the Ticket Stick of the Week. The bottom line is, the sports page is like the ticket, only in print. If you can read, pick one up today. Or check it out at sportspagedallas.com. From Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
There is a new major player in town in the world of pickup trucks, and that player is Toyota. Why, you ask? Well, they build a better quality truck, without question. Something that's going to last a lot longer, something's going to get better gas mileage in your average truck, something that looks better, and something that costs less. Very important, in my world at least. So right now, why don't you check out the Toyota Tundra Double Cab. It's Toyota time, the nationwide clearance event, the biggest event of the year. Now's the time to get the Toyota you've been waiting for. So, the Tundra Double Cab, what kind of specials they have? Well, you can get a 2004 Tundra Double Cab with $2,000 cash back. $2,000 cash back. If you upgrade to the Texas Edition Tundra, you'll get another $1,000 in savings. That's $3,500 in savings on the Texas Edition Tundra Double Cab. Why not at least go test drive one? It drives like an SUV. It's as big as an SUV. So if you see that North Texas Toyota sign in your rearview mirror or ahead of you somewhere on the highway,
you're listening to E-Brake Classics.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Daniel Boone.
Thank you very much. We have a winner. Kurt Menefee, former ticket talk show host, now big-time guy on Fox, talking to Aaron Boone, but calling him something else and the event something else last night on Fox.
Final question. Your brother, Brett, has been following you throughout this whole series. You're going to celebrate with him tonight?
Yeah, you better stay and hang out with us a little bit after this one. Unbelievable.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Brett Boone, World 0-0. Guys.
Well, Brett Boone has...
No, Brett Boone's standing right next to me. Thank you.
You know what made it worse is how emphatically he said it.
Yeah, Brett Boone.
World Series hero.
Kirk's first win, boys.
All right. We'll have to notify him of that. I love the Daniel Boone Super Bowl champion.
You're listening to E-Brake Classics.
Look at this, the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big power play goals there, and you know, got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, it's so tense. Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face was so bitter. Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can...
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
A car better than Autoflex leasing? Nobody.
Cap off your day with a burn. Take on the New York Metro Stars. Tickets start as low as $13 and are available right now. 214-979-0303. Buy a burn ticket. Get into the State Fair for free. 214-979-0303. 479-0303. Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Playing with the heart of a champion, the Rangers kept coming back last night.
Well, that goes the other way. It'll drop it.
It's Bill Land with the call last night on Fox Sports Net. Unfortunately, their rally fell a bit short. After Randy Wynn's RBI single in the ninth game, the Mariners the lead. Coco Cordero would walk away along with the rest of the Rangers team with their heads hung. 8-7 the final last night at the AmeriQuest Field, and the news got worse. The Oakland A's win over the Anaheim Angels 6-3, so the lead is now 3 games in the American League West. Chris Young goes tonight for Texas against Ryan Franklin. College football today locally. The SMU Mustangs looking for their first win of the season. First win in 2 years, and Coach Bill Bennett is jacked up.
As I told the players, you know, now is when the season starts for us, and not that we haven't played to win, because we have. We hopefully will get some guys back this week healthy.
TCU is home tonight to South Florida. The Frogs looking to rebound after giving up 70 to Texas Tech last week. UT is home to Rice this evening. Tech on the road to Kansas, North Texas in Waco to meet Baylor. The U.S. can eliminate Belarus in the Davis Cup semifinal with a victory today in doubles matches. Andy Roddick and Marty Fish delivered singles victories yesterday to give the Americans a 2-0 lead in the best-of-five Davis Cup format. The next ticker coming up at 11:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin. Subbing in for the Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wonders, when amphibians eat, do they have to wait an hour before getting out of the water?
Good news, clock watchers. It's 10:54 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Got Big Ben and Not So Big Skin with you today on this Saturday morning. We're at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. Just head north. Unless you're in Denison, don't head north. But if you're in Dallas region, head north. Come on up 75, take exit 40, loop around. Come see us. We got big, big deals. $7,000 off, Ben. $7,000 off. All new 2004 Ranger pickup that are in stock. That's enough reason to come out. There's others. They got a lot of the 2005 models in, the Ford Freestyle, which is very popular with the kids. So come on out and see us. It's going to be here till noon. And then, even if it's afternoon, you should still come out, because there's no reason to not come out and get a good deal today.
Yeah, and, you know, people can come out to your house later on. If
you feel comfortable with that, go ahead. Where are you going with this, Ben? What are you doing here?
And then go out to SMU at 5.
Oh, okay, SMU at 5. I'm sorry, what's that? What's that, Jason?
Need a little more cowbell?
Oh, yeah, bring more cowbell. Bring more cowbell.
Skin, it's time for a very special edition of Radio Pork.
Yes!
We have much more to get to. We're gonna, of course, give you our NFL picks, Norm, sports quick hits at 11:30, and haircut talk at 11:50. But
yeah,
now it's time for a little Radio Pork.
Well, what do you have on the platter there, Ben Rogers?
Well, Skin, I put it to you this way.
Gross.
A spider almost ended my marriage.
What?
A spider almost ended my marriage. I walked in on my wife with a large let me tell you what happened. Okay, first of all, I hate spiders. Very scared of spiders. The other day, I think it was Wednesday, I sure may have been Tuesday, I come home from work, get home late, and my wife was gone, and she's like, hey, let's throw something on the grill tonight. So I'm like, okay. So I get home before her, so I run outside to turn on the grill.
Uh-huh.
And when you walk out in my backyard...
An oasis, by the way.
Thank you.
I encourage everyone to go to Ben's house and get a look at that oasis.
You can either go right or left. You can't go straight. So you got two choices.
Okay.
I went left to get to the grill.
See, this is a choose-your-own-adventure story. We talked about this earlier.
Very lucky for me that I did not go right. So I go left, I go to the grill, I turn the grill on. I'm actually talking on the phone to you.
Oh, I remember. Okay. That's why I was having deja vu here.
At the time. And so I turn on the grill, and I'm kind of talking to you, and you're complaining about why you hate Frito.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sticking up for Frito.
Right. I remember that.
And so I start walking around some of the furniture that's outside, and I look back up towards the house. And as I was talking to you, do you remember what I said?
Well, what I remember was you were talking, and here's how I heard it. Skin, you got it all wrong, man. Frito's a great dude. He's doing a wonderful job. Quit bowing out of him. Oh, my God! and then there was just silence. And I could actually hear the sound of silent fear coming over the phone. Like, what happened?
I looked back up towards my house, and, of course, it's a giant two-story.
Man!
Ticket pays me very well. So, but I looked up, and there's a spider web going from the top of the two-story on the roof all the way down to, like, a patio deck chair. The web is that large, and it's set up right in one of the two traffic areas, so you either go right or left. If I had gone right, I would have walked into the largest spider web in the history of mankind.
You wouldn't have lived through that.
I look up, and there's a spider the size of Andre the Giant's fist, and I'm very familiar with that.
He fisted you a lot.
He dated back in 87. And he threw a punch at me. And so
I admit when I said he's just
right. There's a giant spider right in the middle of this web, and it looks like it's pregnant. I mean, do you remember me telling you how big the abdomen of the spider?
Yeah, yeah. You said it was an impressive abdomen. I thought you meant like it was cut.
Now, had I taken a right when I walked outside, I would have walked right into that thing, and probably when it sensed my immense girth coming towards the web, it either would have gotten giddy with excitement because it was about to catch a very large human.
It would have eaten for years.
Or it would have panicked and gone, damn it, I knew I shouldn't have set up here, and it would have run back up to the roof.
Right.
So by the time I walked into it, it probably would have hit me in the face or gone right in my mouth.
Right. Gross.
And to me, don't mark that. And to me, every spider is a brown recluse until proven differently.
That's a good strategy. That's a very good philosophy.
You're a brown recluse unless proven differently.
Right, right.
So anyways, I'm thinking there's the world's largest brown recluse sitting on, you know, a giant, massive web that's trying to catch humans in my backyard. I was freaked out, as
right.
you well know, because I was talking to you on the phone.
Yeah, you sounded terrified, Ben.
So at that point, I didn't even know if I was going to be able to walk back in my house.
Uh-huh.
Yet I was so close to death. I mean, seriously, if I had walked in, and you know I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
If I had walked into that web, I would have been stuck in that web about an inch off the ground while a spider gnawed off my kneecap.
Okay, hang on. I got to stop you right there. Had you guys not been in the backyard for a while? How did they have time to set up shop like this?
I don't know. We were in there this weekend.
And you said it was a pregnant spider, right?
It looked like a pregnant spider. It had a huge abdomen.
Hot?
Kind of. It was glowing.
Prego.
Somewhat attractive.
I like Prego.
Glowing. So anyways, I run inside and I'm like, you know what, I finally get inside and I needed to go upstairs and get on the computer and look at some stuff. And so I'm like, you know what, I can't risk not being here when my wife gets here because
she'd die.
We coordinated what I was going to do. I was going to work on the grill and, you know, she was going to cook some chicken or whatever. And so I was like, I got to wait here. I can't go upstairs because what if she comes home and walks outside to water plants or do something and she's killed by a spider?
By the giant spider that almost killed you.
Right. So I'm like, all right, I better wait. So she gets home.
You sat down Indian style right by the web.
No, I didn't get near that web. I was inside looking at it from the inside with a flashlight. And it was just staring there right in the middle. Was not scared
at all. You're like, we're all huddled down, peeping through the blinds.
Yeah. And so my wife gets home and I'm like, honey, don't go outside. Do not go outside under any circumstance. She goes, why? The spider? Which is why that almost ended my marriage. Because here's, you know, my thought on that. Okay, she knew about this spider and did not tell me.
Right.
She knew I was going to be going outside, did not tell me. And I'm thinking, can I get a courtesy call? I mean, because if it was me, I'm going to put myself in my wife's shoes there for a second.
Oh, that's weird.
No one's watching.
Weird fetish.
And listen, if I just happened to bring home a sack full of deadly rattlesnakes and set it in her closet,
right?
I'd probably give her a courtesy call.
Sure.
Honey, there's a bag of rattlers in the closet. Don't mess with it. I'll deal with it when I get home. No, nothing. Honey, why didn't you tell me there was a giant killer spider with blood teeth on a massive web that goes all the way to the top of our house it's trying to catch humans? Why didn't you tell me? She goes, well, I didn't want to bother you with it. I mean, she goes, I pulled out the hose and I tried to water it down, and it just ran up on top of the roof.
That's my favorite part of the story right there. Did she think you had poison water in the hose?
She thought if she wrecked the web, You know, she
just moved down the street.
She didn't want to kill the spider. She
right.
just wanted to let him know this is not a good place for your web.
The Buddhist thing has not worked out well
right.
for her wife, dude.
But the fact that she witnessed a spider that was big enough to where she could see what it was doing, and the fact that it was big enough that its web went to the top of my roof. Oh, no, the spider just ran on top of the roof. Did you ever say that sentence, the spider ran to the top of the roof? You've got a spider problem.
You do. I think the fact that she hosed it down, it took all the water in its spider mouth and spit it back at her, should have alarmed her to tell folks about the spider.
So anyways, she said it didn't even affect the web. So anyways, I can't believe she didn't tell me about this deadly spider being out there. So anyways, I'm talking to you on the phone as I go through the process of how I'm going to kill it.
Right.
I go into our pantry, and of course, I am such a freak about insects and especially spiders that I have that ABC Pest Salon. They do my house. They're the exterminators I have.
Oh, I guess they're on the take, huh?
Somebody was coming through the neighborhood, you know, offering to be an exterminator, you know, cutting deals.
Wait, that sounds shady.
My wife signed them, so we had two, and my wife was like, "We'll just get rid of one of them." I was like, "Nah." We're going to have them both. So I've got two exterminators. Double extermination services going on. Anyways.
How's it working out?
And I'm loaded with spider
killer.
You need
another?
I'm loaded with spider killer that I've got at my house. So I grab a can of spider killer.
Uh-huh.
I take it out, and I'm point blank range as close as I can get to the spider. I'm still fearing that it's a leaping
right.
recluse, which
right.
is very,
very rare.
Anyway, so I start spraying this thing down with spider killer. I mean, I use a full can, a large can. It's like the size of a Renuzit air freshener thing. I destroy this thing. It's wiping under its arms, brushing its teeth. It's like taking a shower, and it's not affecting it at all. Finally, towards the end of the can, it falls down, and I end up hitting it with my shoe. But, man,
now, who sponsors your shoe?
Nike.
Okay.
And I'm really scared of spiders, and, you know, say what you want, but, I mean, look what happened to Eric Young, the Rangers. He got bitten in the knee by a spider this year. He missed, like, a week or 2 weeks or something because of the spider bite. You know, he could have made a contribution that would have made a difference. It could be that a spider not only almost ruined my marriage, but a spider ruined the Rangers season. Who knows if Eric
might
Young...
Might have been the same spider.
It might have been the same spider.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know, do you ever see giant spiders like this? Does that ever freak you out?
Yeah, you know, I don't completely panic when I see them, but I do take the brown recluse philosophy. It's like I don't need to debate whether or not it's a friendly, harmful spider. So that's a spider I should probably, you know, stay away from it. But, you know, if my wife were to see the spider, she would let me know. I mean, that's the way our relationship is. We have a strong relationship. I know you and your wife are a little on shaky ground there. It's like the time I went home and poured all the Coke out of the Coke can and put hemlock poison in there. After I did that, I told her so that she wouldn't drink the hemlock poison out of the Coke can because I, you know, our relationship's based on trust.
Skin, why would a spider set up shop in one of the largest human traffic areas in my house? I mean, he's trying to catch a human.
He wants human. The spider wants human, which in this case, it's a girl spider, you know, because it's a Prego.
Wow.
And she feeds on the blood of human beings.
Probably a garden spider.
No. This was no garden spider.
I don't understand how people deal with that. People talk about going camping and things like that. I could never do that, dude. There's spiders. And by the way, at my house, when I first moved in, I'm sitting there watching TV, and this is right before I hired an extermination SWAT team.
Right,
come out.
Right.
They came out like Ghostbusters with tanks on their back, like eight of them. A scorpion went right across the center of my living room floor as I'm watching TV.
That's a little more disturbing.
I freaked out.
Yeah.
I was pounding it with a newspaper, and it was just it acting like it was on a trampoline. It just hop up the carpet, land, hop up the carpet.
So you're not talking about like a little German singing Rock You Like a Hurricane. This was an actual scorpion.
No, I mean the heavy metal band.
Oh, they came out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they were in there, so... being handed a strange note here.
What was that?
He just handed me a note that said, "We're still on the air."
Yeah. And it was written in some sort of cryptic, mystic language that no longer exists.
Anyways, how do you think I should react?
Listen, yeah. Here's actual audio of Ben the first week he moved into his new house. He was watching TV. He was watching Arachnophobia, movie. And then Klaus Mein scurried out from under a rug and started singing this to Ben.
Again, I'm just not comfortable with spiders. I don't need them in my house. If there's a if I'm not allowed to have plants and spiders, then I'll have no plants.
Right.
Like, and I've got a wasp problem in my backyard.
You know, part of it, dude, is you've got that elaborate oasis pool. Spiders like some water. You know our buddy Ruben who lives on the channel there? He's got spider. Some of them pay rent. He's just like, letting out rooms to spiders because he's right on the channel. You know, they're going to have spiders.
What about in high school, the Fuhrer twin, Lori Fuhrer?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
What?
That look you're making.
You took it down there.
It's a lusty look that you had on your face.
Shout out to the Fuhrers.
She gets bitten on the face.
What?
By a brown recluse. You don't remember this?
No.
You and Corey Darden both had acid wash jeans on. You walked up. No, she got bit in the face by a brown recluse, and her face swelled up. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that, but it must have been a spider poison that makes you hot, because she was hot.
She was very hot. But brown recluse, their bite, their poisonous, is so bad for you, it destroys tissue.
Wait, was a brown recluse spider that bit her?
Yeah.
This is made up.
No, it's not. Tonight.
You're thinking of Ty and Todd Taunton.
No, I'm not.
What's your name, twins that went to Bertner?
Are we on the air right now?
I don't think so.
It's 11:07 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Ben and Skin, we're at Bob Thomas Ford today. We're filling in for The Rant. We're going to be here until noon, and we invite you to come join us. We're giving away some T-shirts, making some great deals on Fords and other used vehicles, giving away some great food from Desperados.
I'm eating brisket flautas.
Overall, just having really, really good times out here. So come join us out here. Mm-hmm. Just north of 121 on 75. Mm. And I tell you what, Skin, we've still got a lot to cover on this show. Norm's Sports Quick Hits at 11:30. But coming up next, our NFL picks.
KTDK, Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Hey, Ticketheads, boot up your sports tray and make sure you've got enough memory on board as we bring back the bigger and more bountiful P1 Perfect Pair. Beginning Monday morning at 7:35, registered Tickethead cardholders are qualified to play four times daily. Pick and match two squares, and you win what's on the other side. A motorcycle, wave runner, four-wheeler, ATV, home gym, laptop, guitar, golf club, cold hard cash, and more. Remember where the perfect pairs are? And you're a winner. Your first chance for a perfect pair begins Monday morning at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and the station that giggles.
E-break. Got a quick game for you guys.
Is it guess which story doesn't fit with the other stories? Game not game?
Pot story. It's called Who's the A-Hole. You familiar with that game? Seems like we had a theme song at one point before Dave lost interest. Let's see.
Before Dave, so we had a theme song 2 years ago?
Will Dave find it somewhere before the show ends?
How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
And what do they do after they move it?
I don't know.
Don't they give you a piece of paper indicating where everything's been moved to? And if you want to bow up and fight, I'm ready.
I don't have the energy for you to.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Well, we're going to play this game here.
Because Tom loves doing that, too. He'll start to bow up and fight, and then he gives up right away.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Do you got it?
Not yet. It's searching.
Oh, my gosh.
E-Break Classics.
Well, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
No. Not there. I like it wet.
Oh, whatever. What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk and the Observation Deck. Yeah, turning it back on us. Yeah. He demanded an answer. Yeah, we didn't say
yeah,
it.
Something was required out of us there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big win for Junior.
Thank
now
you.
Into double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Greg Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
a wide selection in the vending machine, finding a good spot in the parking garage, trying to keep your boss from discovering you're listening to Stellar Talk Radio Online. If these are the biggest challenges you face during your workday and you need more intellectual stimulation, we just may be able to help. We're expanding our sales department at KLAF, and we just might want you. If you have some sales experience, email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com and overcome the challenges. We have a great vending selection, too. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's NoritzAmerica.com. Noritz, always hot.
Offer ends 10/30/04. New customers only. Hardware and program.
Rooms the size of Alaska. Closets that never end. At least that's what it feels like at a Fox and Jacobs home. Price from the 90s. Visit FoxandJacobs.com for details on neighborhood locations throughout the Metroplex.
Use a cell phone.
The Romans are the Bukilas.
Use it.
There's no signal.
Fox and Jacobs. The most home for your money. Equal opportunity builder.
This is the ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Brought to you by TexasLending.com. The Rangers look to even the score with the Mariners tonight at the AmeriQuest Field. The Rangers lose ground to the Athletics last night. Oakland now up by 3 games in the AL West after they win while the Rangers lose. The Cowboys have a date on national TV against the Redskins Monday night. Big Bill downplaying the whole national TV thing.
Well, I don't know. I'm certain that there'll be a big crowd there, and I think there'll be a lot of excitement. And it's Monday night football, and there's probably the most people that are going to watch these players play this year.
The Cowboys and Redskins in a three-way tie along with the New York Football Giants for second place in the NFC East. All three teams are 1-1. Philly is 2-0. Most of the big names are not playing this weekend at the 84 Lumber Classic after last week's meltdown at the Ryder Cup. However, the best player in the world is. Vijay Singh has a two-shot lead over Ben Curtis heading into today's third round. Our next ticker is coming up at 11:30, breaking sports news first here in Chief. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin in for the rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The spin stops and the fun begins as Cowboys team owner and GM Jerry Jones visits with Dunham and Miller every Tuesday morning at 8:10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin with you, putting down one of the strongest shows in the history of good strong shows. So we're really, really good about the way this is progressing. And there's more gold in the future as that. 11:30, we're going to do Norm Quick Hits Without Norm. Should be a very powerful segment. And we're doing it out here at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. There's so many reasons to come out, a lot of good deals. There's good food. We got giveaways. We got shirts. We got these free margarita cards that we're giving away. So many reasons to be here. Come out and see us at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. It's exit 40 off of 75 and just loop around. We're on the, I guess that would be considered the southbound service roadside.
Just banana hook it.
Just banana hook it and make it happen. Ben, it's time for us to get into our patented segment that no other sports talk show does, football picks. That's right. If you're a man who likes to gamble, you should pay attention to this because we are going to be picking games against the line, against the spread, going into today on the season. I am 32-0 against the line. Ben is 0-32, so that should put the picture in the frame for you, but don't worry. Just pick what I pick, and you'll be fine. Ben, you ready to do this?
Let's do this.
Let's do this like Brutus. Let's start with a nooner tomorrow, a game that I think is going to be
one of the games of the day, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles at the Detroit Lions. Now, the line on this, Philadelphia by 4.5 on the road. Ben Rogers, how do you feel about this very strong football contest?
I think this is a game that Philadelphia would be wise to not overlook. In fact, yeah, both teams are 2-0, but Detroit's kind of, I don't know, they're kind of fraud-like at 2-0. I'm not totally sold. They lost Charles Rogers for the season.
Bad decision, by the way, for Charles Rogers to have his clavicle replaced by the femur of Mike Sherrard. I thought that was a very strange surgery.
Really,
he probably
true.
Shouldn't have done that. Broken his clavicle for the second straight season. So what do you think?
Philly.
Philly will cover the spread, according to Big Ben. I like Philly to win, but I do not think that they will cover. So give me the Lions against the spread. Thank you very much. Let's move on, Ben. A classic contest of two 0-2 teams. That is the Houston Texans versus the Kansas City Chiefs. It is at Kansas City. This will be a nooner as well tomorrow. And the line, Kansas City by 8.
Yeah, again, both these teams can move the ball well. If you're playing fantasy football, this is a game that has just a lot of big scoring potential for you. A lot of this comes down to Priest Holmes. It's kind of looked like he wasn't going to play. Blaylock was going to get the majority of the backup carries, and Larry Johnson would get a few. But now we're hearing that it does look like Priest Holmes is going to play.
Mm-hmm.
He practiced on Friday. And looked pretty good, so it looks like Holmes will play. If you got him on your fantasy team, you may want to check in at game time just to make sure.
So you're going with?
Going to go with Kansas City.
To cover?
To cover.
Kansas City to cover. I think Kansas City will win, but I do not think they will cover. Give me the Houston Texans against the spread. Okay, let's move on to a couple of 1-1 teams. Green Bay at Indianapolis. Indianapolis by 6 is a line. Tomorrow at 3:15. Benny Boy, how do you see this?
I see this one as, I think this is the only game of the week that features two teams that made the playoffs in 2003. So this is probably going to be one of the best games of the weekend. The crazy thing is that one of these teams is going to be 1-2 and doesn't deserve to be. I mean, these are both really good football teams, but I'm going to have to go with the Indy, man. I just think that, they're solid, man. They just look good both games. They look really good. Favre's a little bit over the hill. I just really think that I really like Indy in this one.
Yeah, you can't fault them at all for the loss in the New England game to start the season. Green Bay, however, losing to Chicago last week was absolutely ridiculous. However, Edgerrin James, I don't believe he is going to play. He is out, so it'll make it tough, but I still like Indy at home to cover.
He did. Edgerrin James did return to practice on Thursday. So it is looking like
he is going to play.
It's looking better. It's not for sure yet.
Okay, well, then I feel double good about my pick. Give me Indy to cover. Tampa Bay at Oakland. This is going to be the Sunday night game. Of course, we will have this on the ticket. El Boleto for those of you in Spain. The line, Oakland by 3. What do you think? John Gruden returning to Oakland where two teams that are battling suck are playing.
You know what's weird? This is just a statement about how fast everything changes in the NFL from year to year. These are the two teams that met in Super Bowl 38.
Good God, both of them are... I mean, the Raiders aren't terrible, but they don't have a promising-looking season, that's for sure.
They're both in shambles, and, Tampa Bay, 0-2, their receiving corps has just been completely decimated by injury.
I actually
Cardell is still holding out.
Well, I got claimed off waivers by Tampa Bay.
Are you going to go?
I'm going to play tomorrow.
I'm
going to play.
Should I pick you up for my fantasy team?
I think so. They're planning on going to me quite a bit. So you like Oakland?
That's just good stuff right there.
Thanks, Ben.
Now I'm going to go to Tampa Bay.
What?
Yeah, because I've got Michael Clayton on my face.
All right. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Oakland rolls.
Oakland rolls.
Okay, how about Arizona at Hotlanta? Hotlanta was my pick to go to the Super Bowl, Ben Rogers.
Man, it's so great having Michael Vick back. He's
fun.
He's fun to watch. Arizona. They got a bag. They got the diamond surrounded by trash and trash surrounded by trash. I don't think they've got a chance in this one. I'm going to go with the Vickster.
Okay, now I forgot to tell you, Atlanta's favored by 10. You still like Atlanta?
Even if you had said by 15, I would have said Atlanta.
Right there with you. Here's something to look for. Arizona, their first two games, giving up an average of 174 rushing yards to their opponent. So I think Vic will run for 3,000 yards tomorrow, a new NFL record. Look for that to happen. All right, another nooner, Cleveland at the New York Giants. New York is favored by 3. Cleveland, we saw their bag last week against the Cowboys.
How do you see this, Roger? Man, this is a tough one. I don't know if Lee Suggs is back yet. He might be back. He had a stinger.
He practiced on Thursday, but I don't know if he's coming back.
He won the starting job right before camp broke, you know, right before the season started.
Uh-huh.
And he won the starting job from William Green, but then he took a stinger and he hadn't been able to play. William Green has not looked that good, buddy.
He is not.
Of course, now they're without Kellen Winslow, who broke his leg on an onside kick against the Cowboys. So
he also got trapped in a giant spider web, I heard.
And, you know, the Giants, they don't look great, but they look like they're going to be good enough to beat Cleveland. That was one of the worst performances by a redheaded quarterback I've ever seen.
Hey, tell me, is Kurt Warner starting or is Eli starting? Is Warner starting, isn't he?
I believe Warner's still starting.
Okay, knowing that, I think that Cleveland will pull off a miracle and they will cover. I think Cleveland's going to pull off a miracle and win at New York. I don't know where I'm going with this or why, but put it down. Ben, Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh at Miami. This is a Nooner on Sunday. Miami by one. Two teams that are rough to watch.
Pittsburgh at Miami.
Ben Roethlisberger will start as a rookie. He's kind of one of those big lineman-looking quarterbacks. You know, he's kind of oddball-looking dude. He did throw for a couple of TDs in the fourth quarter last week, but he also had a crucial pick. So in Miami, do they even have a team anymore?
They're starting A.J. Feely. And check this out. The Dolphins have a little bit of a drama going on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Madison, the cornerback, was yelling at A.J. Feely last week after Feely threw a pick that was returned for a touchdown. The Miami offense has allowed two touchdowns this year, both on Feely interceptions that were returned for touchdowns. The Miami defense has allowed just one score.
Wow.
That team is in complete shambles. It's all because of Ricky Williams. They go to 0-3. Pittsburgh goes to 2-1.
I like that, too. Another side prediction, I predict Lamar Gordon to explode for 13 yards this week. New Orleans at St. Louis. St. Louis favored by 7. Benny Boy, what do you got here?
Two very similar teams. This is, again, going to be probably a good fantasy team, but I believe McAllister is still out.
No, McAllister's out.
Is he out?
Yeah,
he practiced
out
on Thursday.
I think he practiced on Thursday, but I heard he got caught in a spider web. So
yeah,
he's out.
So that's right. McAllister is out. I don't know, man. It's Bulger has not looked good at times. At times it looked like the old squad. But I don't know, man. I'm going to have to just going to be a fantasy blowout. I'll go ahead and just take St. Louis since they're at home.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take St. Louis at home, too, even though they are favored by 7. It's a tough game to pick. I hate picking St. Louis games. Those guys, man, I hate them. All right, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Jacksonville, surprising 2-0. They've only scored 1 point this year, yet, however, they are 2-0. Tennessee favored by 6. Roger.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take Tennessee at home. Jacksonville looks nice. They got a great defense. They're 2-0, no doubt. But, McNair does it every year.
He does.
I feel really good about them. Plus, Chris Brown has looked unstoppable. Had 100 yards in the first half of the first game. Had the same thing this last week. Already had 100 yards going into halftime. Now, Jacksonville has the longest streak going of not allowing a 100-yard rusher. I think it's 16, 17 games. But I think Chris Brown breaks that this week. Chris Brown rushes for 100 yards, and Tennessee wins this game.
Something does have to give. Tennessee will win the game, but I do not think they will cover the 6-point spread. Okay, these are the two best teams in the AFC North. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore favored by 3. Roger.
I don't know. This is a tough one to call. I always have a hard time gauging Baltimore. I never really know what their offense is going to do. Sure, they can run the ball, but that passing attack is terrible. I know Todd Heap's out, one of the best tight ends in the game, so it might be tough for them to move the ball. But then again, Cincinnati, they haven't been able to run the ball yet. Carson Palmer may not be the best quarterback on that team. I think Kitna probably deserved to keep that starting job, but when you take a guy as highly as they took Palmer, you got to throw him out there. But in this one, I'm going to go ahead and take Baltimore.
Ben, I'm going to go with Cincinnati. I think they will win. I do like me some Cincinnati. Chicago at Minnesota. Minnesota, of course, coming off the tough loss to Philadelphia, which really, if you look at it, Culpepper had that crucial turnover at the goal line, and then really Terrell Owens' touchdown was a touchdown. They probably should have won that game. Chicago coming off the big upset of Green Bay. Minnesota's favored by 9. Roger.
Yeah, Vikings coming off a huge letdown. Bears coming off a huge win. Both of their fortunes will flip-flop this week. Vikings roll.
Vikings will win, but they will not cover according to skin. San Diego at Denver. Denver's favored by 10.
San Diego at Denver. Now, that's a tough one. I think Antonio Gates is a little banged up. He practiced on Thursday, but he got bitten by a spider, was not able to finish that practice. I'm going to go ahead and go with Denver. in this one. I don't know why. It's just kind of a gut instinct. Now, I've got a large gut. Let's go ahead and go with Denver.
You do have a large gut. I like Denver to win, but not to cover. San Francisco at Seattle. San Fran 0-2, Seattle 2-0. Everybody loves Seattle. They are favored by 11. Ben.
One word. Seattle.
Seattle will win, but they will not cover. You know, people keep saying San Francisco is going to get blown out, and they haven't yet, so I think they're going to stay in it. And finally, the one you've all been waiting for, the Monday night contest, the Dallas Cowboys and big, giant tuna Parcells going to Washington. The Cowboys own the Skins, have won 12 of their last 13 games there. Clinton Portis, Ben, talk some sports to me.
Dallas wins this ball game. I just think that they're a little bit further on in their development and in gelling as a team than the Skins are. The Skins are without Arrington. I mean, look at the Skins. Look at all those turnovers they had last week. That was disgusting.
It was.
Although Clinton Portis scares the death out of me as a Cowboy fan, I just feel like the as long as the Cowboys can do something to stop Lavernius Coles, I mean, they'll be all right. And isn't Ramsey going to start this
Ramsey
week?
Is starting.
Yeah, I like the Cowboys' chances in this one. I look for the Cowboys to throw.
Yeah, they're Skins are definitely going to miss Arrington. I think the Cowboys might be able to establish a little bit of running game in this game. And, of course, we have seen that they can throw the ball down the field. I like the boys to win on the road. Ben, that's some good football picks right there, buddy.
Is it?
It's probably not so good. Coming up next, we're going to get into Sports Quick Hits with Norm, even though Norm won't be here. Right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
There are those that believe you have to be in Bristol or L.A. to talk intelligently about sports. I guess that's true if you like interviews with authors of books about women's tiddlywinks. This is Texas. This is Dallas-Fort Worth. And this is The Ticket. The first, the original, the live, local, all-sports station that gives you breaking sports news first guaranteed. Big-name guests and information about our teams in our town every 20 minutes on The Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50.
E-break. Let me ask Jimmy Christopher in the ticker room, if he can, if he's still in the ticker room. Oh, he's not in the ticker room.
He can come in the studio, though.
All right.
He's trying to break sports news out in the cubicle area.
I just want you to go into your room and find the quote of Daryl Sutter for us, complaining about what he feels is a conspiracy theory against the Calgary Flames.
Okay.
All right. I know that's in the Enco because I heard the duck.
Am I on?
Use it this morning. All right?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not on.
Yes,
but
you
I go
are.
Back into the room.
Yeah, you are.
Am I
your
on?
Headset's not on.
Your headset's not on, Jimmy.
Your headset's not on. See, there you are.
Okay, okay, I am on.
All right.
My headset's on,
that's
too.
Good. Jerry, you're totally excused. There you go. Okay.
All right. I am, too. I'm going to go back to my room.
Hey,
nice seeing you, Norm.
Hey,
you're live in the
flesh. Jimmy, it's nice to have you in studio.
Not seeing you through glass.
Yep. Double glass, as a matter of fact. Jimmy's going to get a gosh, those. Gerald Sutter coming.
E-Break Classic.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the hard line, or now that they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those.
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Don't worry
about it.
Fight
through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much. I
you know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep.
Yep. So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
In the early 1900s, experts predicted that with advancements in technology, by the year 2000, the workday would only be 2 hours long. They were wrong. But should you really spend your precious 8 hours a day doing something you don't think is a challenge or fun? We may be able to help. If you have some sales experience, just email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com. We're expanding our sales department, and we just might want you. Spend those 40 hours doing something you like until the work week goes down to that predicted 10 hours a week. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Comfort Inc. logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
9-0-3-0-3. Buy a burn ticket. Get into the state fair for free. 214.
Autoflex Leasing at 234-1234 is the only major leasing company offering these popular vehicles directly to the public. You can choose from cars, trucks, and SUVs. Since Autoflex leases every make and model, they get every make and model back in. Once again, proving that Autoflex Leasing is the only name you need to know when it comes time to get a new car. And now, when you want a late model lease return, call Autoflex Leasing today at 234-1234 in either the 972 or 817 area code. Remember, I did my homework and chose Autoflex Leasing, and I hope you'll do the same. Call 234-1234 today.
The Ticket.
Chris Young goes to the hill tonight against the Mariners. The Rangers in another must-win situation, now trailing the A's by 3 games in the ALS. 6 now behind Boston for the wild card.
Boston, they're always tough. But the fact is, I mean, we're going to come out with tomorrow ready to play. I mean, that's not for, we're not playing well. I have to give them credit. They've been playing the bats really well lately. So they put up some runs and we'll be here tonight. We'll be ready tomorrow.
That's Michael Young, college football. The Longhorns facing a former Southwest Conference rival tonight in Austin as the Rice Owls come to town. Baylor is hosting North Texas, looking for revenge after last year's embarrassing loss in Denton. TCU is home to South Florida. Tech is at Kansas, while SMU is home to San Jose State, a game you can hear right here on the Ticket beginning tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick. And at the 84 Lumber Classic, BJ Singh has a two-shot lead over Ben Curtis heading into today's third round. They're about ready to tee off. Our next ticker is coming up at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin. In for the Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the P1 Perfect Pair. Don't call us, we'll call you. Beginning Monday morning, registered Tickethead cardholders be by the phone at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin subbing in for the Rant today. We're out of Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney, and we invite you to come join us out here. By the way, Norm Hitchkiss is going to be at Star Power, 3927 Oak Lawn at Avondale, Thursday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to noon. Register to win ticket t-shirts, Cowboys limited edition training camp shirts. Norm at Star Power on 930.
Norm, that's ironic because we're about to not have Norm in this Quick Hit segment of Quick Hit.
Norm. Again, we've got great deals out here at Bob Thomas Ford. They've got some used cars. We talked about those earlier. A great deal on a Mini Cooper out here.
Just bought it, Ben.
A Pontiac Trans Am, a Ford Explorer Sport Track, and a Ford Ranger Edge for less than $10,000 on that Ford Ranger Edge.
I might buy that, too.
New Fords out here. You buy a car out here, and you never have to worry about tires ever again as long as you get that car serviced out here, and they've got an award-winning service staff out here. I just presented them with an award, so I can say that with full confidence. But, hey, this is right around the corner from my house, so if I do buy a Ford, you bet your arse I'm going to come by that here from Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. So feel free to come join us out here. Earlier, we mentioned that we wanted somebody to come out here and earn one of these great ticket shirts we've got out here. It's a Cowboys training camp shirt. I mean, it's really one of the coolest shirts I've ever seen the Ticket giveaway. It's cowboy blue. It's got the ticket logo on there. It's got Cowboys on it. What else do you need? If it's got the ticket logo and a Cowboys logo, that's pretty much all I need out of a shirt.
Maybe Claudia giving it to you?
Maybe Claudia giving
me
the T-shirt
right.
would be good.
Right.
But anyways, a young man just came out here. He told me his name seven times.
Brad.
But I was wearing headphones. So
his name is Brad.
His name is Brad Golf. Golf? Golf. Brad Golf. Very nice.
Are you the burger making Golf? Okay. Well, he's clearly why he's distancing.
Well, he's not on the air either. So.
Okay, good point.
Right, good point. So, anyways, he brought out a copy of the sports pages, this week's copy, which we wanted to see. So now we're looking at it. So that's fantastic. So he's leaving with one of those nice T-shirts. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Brad Goff,
for coming out. Now, again, we cannot go a second further into the show without sending a shout-out to Wingstop.
Yes!
Wow. Absolutely excellent. Desperado stepped up earlier. Wingstop just took the baton, and they're going to take us down the home stretch. They showed up with two giant, massive wing platters. Everybody's getting their wings on right now. There's the hot kind. They got that lemon pepper kind, which
yeah.
is at thebomb.com.
Man, let me tell you, I was so worried because during the last break, I went outside because I was going to buy some Fords. And when I came back inside, I thought you had blood all over your face.
Right.
And so two things jumped to mind. One, I thought that you had been heckling the bullpen and you'd been struck with a chair. Two, I thought perhaps you were a daytime zombie, and I looked, like, where's Smiling Pete? Is Smiling Pete alive? He's okay. But then I looked, and I saw the plate of the wings, and I realized you had just gotten your face out in some wings. You got some wing love all over your face.
I just built a log cabin out of the wing bones that I had piled up next to me. It's a huge log cabin with a guest cabin.
That's, I like the guest cabin. It's nice. It works for me. But, yeah, thank you, Wingstop, man. I'm
now,
getting on.
Do we have Norm on the phone here?
Norm, are you there? No, I guess he's not going to be here for this segment.
Why don't we just have Jason throw down with some Norm drops during the segment? That way,
yeah, that'll make us feel like Norm's with us. You ready for that, Jason? Okay, don't do the butt drop. Come on, man, have some.
What?
Oh, that's much better. Man, these are you know Norm. When I bring him up to friends, I say, "Hey, man, you guys know about Norm Hitzkiss?" They go, "Are you talking about the guy that does sports quick hits better than anyone in this industry?" I said, "Yeah, I'm talking about him, man." So we had some sports quick hits that we wanted to do. So we thought we would do them with Norm, and of course Norm's not here, but we will fight through it. The first thing I wanted to talk about,
what?
No, Norm, I didn't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Cedric Benson. Now, this was kind of thrown about this week. You know, he was on, I believe he was on Doug Gottlieb's show, and he was sparing Cedric Benson. But the question was, okay, when it was posed to him very directly, it wasn't, hey, you know, what's your dream? It was, if you had your choice, would it be beating Oklahoma? Now, these seniors on this Texas team have never beaten Oklahoma, or winning the Heisman. And he was very honest. Very candid. I want to win the Heisman. You know, that's been my dream since I was a small Cedric Benson. And some people decided that that was something that he should be ripped for. Now, you and I, who were very well entrenched in the UT world, as I've known before, I flunked out of there 17 times, but I'm still very much a Longhorn. Your entire family went there, and they still you go to the games because you don't want to be the only guy in your family that doesn't like UT.
And I'm dating a freshman.
And you're dating a freshman. One that your wife approved, by the way. You gave her a spider. She gave you a freshman.
I'd rather not get into that.
Okay. So, anyways, neither you or I have a problem with it. I mean, it's like this. If that is your dream, if that is your dream growing up, you're not going to suddenly change your dream because Mac Brown can't get you guys within 50 of OU every year. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at this as anything that's selfish at all. You know, if again, that's his childhood dream. Why should people get upset with him? You know, what's the example you brought up before the show? I thought this was done.
Well, it's like, you know, if let's say Cedric Benson gets drafted by the Cowboys next year, should his dream right now be to beat the Redskins?
Right.
Or you know, is that his dream? Whatever team he plays for, whatever that team's dreams are, does that have to take over all his individual dreams? No, that's utterly ridiculous. You know, this kid has probably dreamt about the Heisman his whole life. Like you said, why should now he change all that? I mean, give the kid credit for being honest. Everyone always complains about how athletes hit you with the cliches, or they say the master of the obvious stuff, or they're just spitting out programmed responses. Mm-hmm. This kid responded with a piece of his soul, a piece of his heart, and said, this is what I want. Yes, I would love to win the Heisman. I don't want a running back on my team who doesn't want to win the Heisman.
Right.
I don't want it at all. I don't want a guy who's like, man, I really don't care how I play as long as, you know, I have 12 carries for 27 yards but get in the end zone twice to beat Oklahoma. Who cares? I want my running back to win the Heisman. Let you know, that doesn't mean he's less of a team player.
Doesn't mean he doesn't want to beat OU.
Right. Well, can he have both?
Right. So, again, this is just one of those things where I think people just like to see, you know, they look for any reason to pounce on a guy. And I think that's all there is to this. You know, well, it is gross, but it's a sad reality. Now, of course, the Big Texas OU game is 2 weeks from today. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Okay, 2 weeks from today. I anticipate, I don't know, it's Texas, so they'll probably lose to Rice today before they get to that game anyways. But we're hoping it is a classic. And what will be a classic is the night before, there's a big Texas OU party down at Trees. You're going to be heavily involved in this. Tell us what this is.
Well, Skin, through doing the Norm rap and Big Bag of Nothing.
Both top 40 rap songs.
Some of the rap projects that we've taken on up here at the Ticket kind of sparked, kind of renewed an interest in creating hip-hop for me. So I went back to the lab and
put out a mic to grab?
I'm releasing an album. I created a group, and I'm going to release an album.
Now tell me the name of the group.
The name of the group is The Coffee Nod.
Love it.
The Coffee Nod, because the international sign for that's good coffee is just, you know, kind of look, raise your eyebrows.
That's good coffee.
And it's, that's good hip-hop.
That is good hip-hop.
So it's called The Coffee Nods, and we're doing a big show Texas OU weekend, so it's that Friday night at Trees. So that's really why I wanted to see the sports page.
You got an ad in there.
You put an ad in there. That's so great.
Now, yeah, we want lots of people. Wants to come out, you'll hear some of your favorites that you've known and loved Big Ben for. It's going to be a really good show. Deep Madness is performing. He's a really incredible musician. He plays drums, bass, and keyboards and sings all at the same time. Pretty amazing. CMR, a good singer, will be there. I'll be DJing. Our buddy DJ Wiz-T, who did that Friday hip-hop show with us on the Ticket that time, he'll be there. Be a very P1-friendly bash, and it's a Texas OU party where Texas and OU people are supposed to come.
All right, Texas and OU people, but I think it's mainly a Texas deal. And I just wonder, I'm glad I'm doing it the night before the game, because I don't know how happy Texas fans would be after the game. I mean, my brothers are such diehard Longhorn. I mean, they like go crazy over the recruiting game. Oh, my God, this sophomore at Lincoln Tech High School in Pittsburgh said that he might come to Texas in a couple years.
Yeah, those are called nerds.
Right, they're nerds about Texas football. Uh-huh. And it hurts them so much that they can't get past OU.
Right.
My dad does not even like going to the games anymore. Doesn't even like going to Texas OU because so much trash talking goes into Texas OU.
Right.
On your way in, it's a long walk out of that stadium when you lose. And, you know, and then you've got different generations. You got, you know, the older men, like my dad, you know, older business guy, and he gets riled up. He's all excited when he's going, but then as he's walking out in his Texas hat, he doesn't need some, you know, kid with a soul patch going, hey, mister, nice win.
Hey, nice.
Nice loss. You guys suck, and getting in his face.
Right.
Because you never know.
My all-time worst UT football experience, I went to the Cotton Bowl game where they played Miami, where it seemed as if when UT had the ball, they were snapping it to Russell Maryland. I mean, he was in the backfield, and so I think they lost like 175-3. I stood in, it was freezing cold. I hadn't slept. I was hungover without, I just went from drunk to hungover without sleeping. And you would stand in line for coffee or hot chocolate for an hour and a half and get there. It was just like cold water with flakes on top of it. It was such a bad, bad experience. So I can relate to the UT fan being beaten as he leaves the field there.
Hey, Skin, another Norm quick sports hit that kind of relates back to Texas and their running backs. Did you hear that Ricky Williams is going? It looks like the Dolphins have won the right to collect $8.6 million from him.
Yeah.
They're going to lose the rights to him in the process.
I did hear that, and I heard he's going to have to sell a lot of weed to come up with that.
$8.6 million. I mean, it kind of puts the picture back in the frame for him a little bit. Maybe I do.
I love football. What was I thinking?
So he's going to have, even when he comes back, he's going to have to sit out a year for strike three of the NFL's drug policy.
Uh-huh.
So,
which that's another year of not getting paid.
Yeah.
After
so that's,
having to come off the 8.6.
So if he misses this whole year and doesn't come back, then if he decides to come back because he realizes he's broke and what it's like in the real world out there, then he's going to have to sit out another full year without getting paid. Man, what an idiot.
Well,
I can't believe I can't believe that he did all this. What a complete head case.
He is a moron. Been rough against him, but I got one more sports quick. It's a quickie, quick. I want to get in. I was looking through the paper, and this around the time where they start running ads for the math season, and I noticed in the ad they had Dirk, which is, you'd believe that, and along with him, Josh Howard. And I thought that was a really interesting tactic to kind of promote Josh Howard, because he kind of voiced a little displeasure this summer with the fact that, hey, Jerry Stackhouse is here, and I don't even know if I'm the sixth man. I'm not even the first wing off the bench anymore. And his name was thrown into every trade scenario that came up, his name was thrown in. So it almost seems like they're rewarding him and letting him know, dude, we love you. You're a big part of our future. I mean, his buddy, Marquise Daniels, got signed, is making five times as much money as he's making now, because he's going to be in that rookie contract for, I guess, four more years. So I thought it was an interesting tactic for the Mavericks to push Josh Howard with all these new faces. They could have put a picture of Dampier, of course, Finley, the old standby, their new backcourt, Marquise Daniels and Jason Terry, but they decided to give Josh Howard a little bit of love, and I like it.
That is interesting, and I think it's smart of them to do. They got to include him, just like having Daniels in the war room at the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that you can do to let people know that they're a part of it, especially Josh Howard in the position he's been in. They're saying, hey, you're not forgotten. As a matter of fact, we're putting you right in there on the poster with Dirk. You're that important to the team. I love it. Touch of class. And by the way, a lot of people are sleeping on the Mavericks right now because it's Cowboy season.
Uh-huh.
Does the Rangers have a chance? I mean, the Mavericks have put together what I feel is like the best team they've ever put together
right there
on paper.
I love
people
it.
Don't understand how good Jason Terry is. I mean, people don't understand what it's like for the Mavericks to actually have a center.
They've never known. Now, whatever hang-ups you have about Eric Dampier, what you don't realize is how much easier this will be. Dirk's best year he's ever had, by far.
And
Dirk
people
will
are like,
explode this year.
Man, I can't believe Jameson. We lost Jameson. He was instant offense. Hello, Jerry Stackhouse.
Stackhouse can do all the same things.
It's the same thing. And you know what? People were worried about Jameson and players like that when they came in first. And now that they're leaving, they're like, oh, we can't win without him. They're going to fall more in love with the players the Mavs have now. I mean, I'm just really excited about this Mavs season. They're kind of sneaking up on it. I don't think people know.
That's fine. I'm fine with it because I really, really love their team. And, hey, we know the Dallas fans. They'll jump on the bandwagon soon enough.
All right, it's 11:47 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We've saved the absolute best for last. Coming up next, haircut talk.
Hey, T1, take a look in the mirror. You look more like you do now than you did a while ago. You've got failed smile and a big question mark floating above your head when it comes to the Cowboys' history, stats, and facts. You need the Coors Light Guy's Guide to the Cowboys. Relive the top 10 biggest moments in Cowboys history. The Hail Mary catch, the Herschel Walker trade, Jerry Jones buys the board, 3 Super Bowls in the 90s, Emmett's record run, pour through the prognostications, predictions, and HSOs about Big Bill and the boys from all of our boys.
Locating affectionately on select photos of Kelly Plastic and Jim.
Plus Mickey Spagnola's Cowboy Season Breakdown, the Coors Light Guy's Guide to the Cowboys. Available at all ticket road shows and at the Mothership on Naples from Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Napa Auto Parts and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket say, for the last 10 years, 1310 has been the Ticket's lucky number.
Yeah, baby!
Now this Cowboy season, 1310 will be your lucky number. Go by any Metroplex area Napa Auto Parts store and register for your chance to win a Westway Ford F-150 truck. You don't have to guess the score. We're giving you the score. If the Cowboys win that week's game 13-10, you could be a winner. Listen for your name every Friday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller from the
E-Brake Classics.
Rest. She needs more West. I think
no,
Mariah has been acting very, very silly lately.
No. Stupid.
I think Mariah Carey is having problems now because she had too much sex early in life. Don't stop the music and don't you guys lay out. You know this is true. She gained stardom at an early age, and she had lots of sex.
All right.
How do we know that that's true?
Gosh.
I think that's I made another weird, valid point there.
No.
That's just crazy talk.
Okay? It is.
All right.
We need some crazy scientific evidence to back
we'll
that up.
We'll see when she does that Barbara Walters interview and she gives that as the reason for why she's so messed up now.
I think I had too much sex when I was young.
New Coors Edge is now available in Dallas-Fort Worth. Pick up the new low-carb beer that's cold-filtered for a real draft beer taste. Coors Edge.
Hello.
this to all you pickup fans out there. There's a ton of pickups on the road, lots of them cruising around the highways. And for all those people driving pickup trucks right now, you might want to start thinking about Toyota, if you haven't already, because Toyota, they build a better truck, their trucks have better gas mileage, they look better on the road, it's a better overall product. And if you're in the mood for a little bit smaller of a pickup truck, why not check out the Toyota Tacoma? Runs like a dream, gets phenomenal gas mileage, very sleek, very tight, a nice, nice vehicle. For a limited time, you can also get $1,500 cash back on a 2004 Tacoma. That's $1,500 to pocket or use as a down payment, whatever you want. Or you can get 0% financing, and you can save absolutely thousands in interest charges. It's Toyota, which means it's going to last you a long, long time. So check it out. If you're cruising around the highway and you see that North Texas Toyota dealer sign right up there, stop in. If you're in Grapevine, go visit Burt King.
E-Brake Classic.
Okay, we have a
I don't know that that's a vote for me. I don't see that that was clear.
Well, he has been getting very strange lately.
Not true.
Junior Miller's, I don't know what happened to him, but he has just weirded out the last couple of weeks. And here's another example that wins him the emergency break of the week.
That phone number again, 888-834-1999. Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What? What did you say? You said that you were all bloody. The number is 888-834-1999.
Jeez.
This week, go with
it. All right, how many, Fernando?
11th victory for you, Junior.
Whoa.
You move into sole possession of third place.
I'm on the podium.
That's like two in the last 3 weeks for him, too.
Georgie at 17, Norm and Gordo with 13. Craig, you are now in third place with 11.
All right, you are moving on up.
Gribble did get robbed.
The wide selection in the vending machine. Finding a good spot in the parking garage. Trying to keep your boss from discovering you are listening to Stellar Talk Radio online. If these are the biggest challenges you face during your workday and you need more intellectual stimulation, we just may be able to help. We're expanding our sales department at KLIF and we just might want you. If you have some sales experience, email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com and overcome the challenges. We have a great vending selection too. Susquehanna, Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait for your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris tankless gas water heaters.
99.
Ultimate Electronics. Discover the ultimate experience.
Now stop into your Texas Chevy dealer and get 0% APR financing for qualified buyers. Or $6,000 total cash back with GMAC financing on a 2004 Chevy Silverado half-ton crew cab. Includes bonus cash. Length of contract limited. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 9:30:04. The final days of Chevy's model year-end event. Get here soon. In fact, right now would be good. See your Texas Chevy dealer today.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Cowboys and Redskins hook up Monday night in D.C. The Cowboys have owned the Redskins over the last few years. The Skins, however, are banged up on defense. They'll be without one of their Pro Bowlers, LeVar Arrington. He's out with an injury.
Usually when you see that happen, you know, they circle the wagons, man up, and come out there and play just as hard, you know, because one of their leaders is out.
And Teddy George, the Rangers had their hearts broken last night by the Mariners. Chris Young will try to turn things around tonight. 7:05, first pitch out at Ameriquest Field. A couple college football games already underway. In the second quarter, Kentucky trailing Florida 10-3. It's Indiana on top of Michigan State 3-0. That one just starting the second quarter. It's Maryland on top of Duke 17-7. Purdue and Illinois all tied up at 10. And it was North Carolina State on top of Virginia Tech 3-0.
King in motion. Play fake. Randall has it in.
I made the score 7-3. That's where they stand now early on. It's BTEC on top by a score of 7-3. Our next ticker is coming up during the Troy Aikman Show, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin subbing in for the Rant. Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket wants to know, when you're sending somebody styrofoam, what do you pack in here?
It is 11:56 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, Ben and Skin, winding down. Just a spectacular show. Special shout-out to good P1 Ken, a Berkner grad like me and Ben. He heard Ben's plight earlier about the way, you know, things kind of work at Ben's house, and figured to comfort Ben, he'd bring him an issue of the new Cosmo. So Ben's thumbing through the pages of Cosmo trying to, I don't know, get a better grip on his marital status. I'm not sure what's happening there. But I have noticed that even though I don't read Cosmo, there's a lot of hot chicks in there. Unbelievable. Hey, there's a hot guy for you, Ben. So we're enjoying Cosmo. Thank you, Ken. We're winding down. We've been at Bob Thomas for today. This is the second time we've been out here. And I was just thinking, I may just come out here next Saturday, even though we're not on. We should come out here and just hang out, because this has been a blast.
It's fun out here, good people. And I don't know if this happens all the time or just when the ticket's here, but people just continually bring free food up here.
I know. We've just been. And, hey, if you're someone else, and before I leave, you want to hustle up here and bring me some free food, I won't turn it down, Ben. I won't turn it down. So thank you to Wingstop and Desperados. Thank you to the good staff we've had with us today. We've had Smiling Pete. He's one of my favorites. Pete did a wonderful job. We've had Zeb. Dave, you're new. Are you Dave? Okay, good. Because I hadn't seen you before, but you're doing a fine job. And it's usually tough for me to fight through a Zeb appearance, but I think I did it okay today.
Again,
all right.
We promised haircut talk. We don't have a lot of time, but I just want to say that I have a high-maintenance haircut. I got two cowlicks in the back. I got Posse Weber hair.
Uh-huh.
Basically, have a hair helmet at all times. I have terrible hair.
Just like Vic Trilli.
But I refuse to set up like a hair appointment. I always go to a cheap barber, Supercuts or something like that, because I don't want to call in advance. I just want to show up. I want to
get a cut.
Absolutely to the point where I feel like David Hasselhoff.
Right.
I have to get a cut.
Right.
A mullet. Then I get a cut. Yesterday, I got this cut from this girl. I told her clearly. I said, this is exactly what I need. This is what I want. I warned her about the calyx. She dove in. She cut my sideburns off. She thought for some reason I wanted no sideburns. She zipped them across.
Wait, pull off.
I just, you know, it's just absolutely got a terrible haircut. So, you know, I don't know. I'm scared of spiders. The guy brought me a coffee pot. I'm to the point now where I'm going to have to set up a hair appointment, and my life's getting more gay by the second.
It's all falling apart for you.
I don't know what to do, man.
That is so sad to hear. Well, you know, I cut my own hair. I just break out a razor and go to town. It's easy. It's fun. You probably can't do that for your line of work.
Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Ray Stone. Ben, again, our show is about to end, but we encourage the P1s to come out here all day. Bob Thomas Ford is the place to be. So many good deals.
Bob just got here, too. This isn't a place where,
hey, Bob,
you put a name up and the big name doesn't show up. He just comes up here and he walks away with a bag of money. The Bob Thomas actually up here himself. You can meet him, shake his hand, look him square in the eye. That's the way they do business up here.
He will reciprocate the love, no doubt. Ben, it's been a spectacular show. We've got good football programming all day here on The Ticket. Of course, the Ticket Sports Saturday boys, Kay Scott and Suter, will be on at 1 o'clock. We got SMU football tonight at 6:30. Coming up next will be the Troy Aikman Show. Well, Troy will ask the essential question, where's my money? So tune in to that. It'll be on from noon to 1 today. Ben?
I saw Troy and Jerry the other night. And
I forgot about this.
Jerry had Troy cornered and looked like he was whipping his ass.
I didn't see Troy. And then Jerry pulled you some personal anecdotes that you didn't want to go on there with. I thought that was a good decision. Thanks for listening. Come out to Bob Thomas Ford. We love you.
This is The Ticket. KTDK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger.
traveled to D.C. on Monday night to meet the Redskins. It renews an old rivalry slash friendship as Bill Parcells and Joe Gibbs will line up on opposite sidelines.
I don't think philosophically there's really a hair's difference between the two of us on what we tried to do with our teams over the years. I think he got to a little more passion at the end of his tenure at Washington than I was doing.
The Rangers resume the homestand tonight, 7:05 out at Ameriquest Field. Chris Young going for Texas. By the way, Ichiro with two more hits last night in a win for Seattle. College football today, Tech is on the road at Kansas. The Red Raiders looking to make it 3-4 this season. UT home to Rice. That's this evening in Austin. Locally, TCU is home to South Florida. That game in Fort Worth at 6 o'clock. SMU looking for their first win tonight against San Jose State. 7 o'clock at Ford Stadium. You can hear that game right here on the ticket. And, of course, North Texas is in Waco to meet Baylor. Our next ticket ticker is coming up at 12:20, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Troy Aikman Show, Saturdays from noon to 1 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, take it in. Boot up your sports tray and make sure you've got enough memory on board as we bring back the bigger and more bountiful T1 Perfect Pair. Beginning Monday morning at 7:35, registered Tickethead cardholders are qualified to play four times daily. Pick and match two squares, and you win what's on the other side. A motorcycle, wave runner, four-wheeler, ATV, home gym, laptop, guitar, golf club, cold hard cash, and more. Remember where the perfect pairs are? And you're a winner. Your first chance for a perfect pair begins Monday morning at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and the State.
You're listening to the Ticket E-Break Classic.
Inhuman. When Frito was trying to make an Emmett Smith point, and then
Norm is just eating like a block of cheese and some eggs, and that's what happened.
He made that noise.
It sounds like a gateway to hell opening up.
Well, this is not an official candidate, but you want to hear Norm make a funny noise while talking to a P1 this week? Wasn't that. This is it.
One time, called him on his cell phone, called him at home. He said that the Nelsons were talking to him the whole time. Very communicative.
Hear that isolated?
What is it? Burp? I think he's clearing his throat. Play it in context again.
One time, called him on his cell phone, called him at home. He said that the Nelsons were talking to him the whole time. Very communicative.
That's weird.
E-Break.
All right, there's a win.
Hey,
oh, it's Vin Doggy Dogs.
Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know.